counter and go cashless for all purposes by using credit cards and or gift cards at the concession stand and souvenir store. You may purchase gift cards at the information station behind Section 13. let's introduce tonight's Q of the Night, brought to you by Captain Ted. Time now for our Miller Reporter Telegram delivery of the game, which means it's time for our Silverware First Pitch. Tonight we have three first pitches, the first of which is Noah Lopez.
Welcome to Rock Hounds Baseball and our 50th anniversary season. Follow the Hounds at home and on the road here at MidlandRockHounds.org. Now it's time for Texas League Baseball. Here's the radio voice of the Rock Hounds, Bob Hart.
We quite often refer to minor league baseball, of course, as being the road to the show, and it absolutely is. About one out of every three of the guys that you and I will be watching tonight will make their way all the way to Major League Baseball. It's really stunning how difficult it is. You think, for example, we'll see tonight a very high draft choice, a tremendous prospect. But there are no automatics, no way, no how. The road to the show, and tonight, though, we will see in a really good pitching matchup. Can't imagine that there is a better minor league pitching matchup anywhere in the country on this Saturday evening. Jack Leiter will make his fourth career start as a professional. The son of Al Leiter, who, by the way, wasn't too bad. Three World Series rings, couple of All-Star games for Al Leiter, who is now a broadcaster, by the way. His son, Jack, is one of those who is on that, and he's in that echelon of the absolute, the elite prospects in the game. Again, does it guarantee that he is going to be, like his dad, a big league all-star or that number one guy that the Rangers have been looking for a while? It doesn't necessarily mean it. But my goodness, the resume is absolutely stunning. The guy on the other side of the scorecard ain't bad either, pardon the grammar, Ms. Hilburn. Colin Palouse last year really kind of projected himself into solid prospect status. He's anywhere from top 10 to top 15 for the Oakland A's. We'll talk more about Colin behind his back as he takes the mound. So two really good pitchers on the hill. Of course, the Riders are the AA affiliate of the Texas Rangers, so a lot of folks in the stands tonight will be focused very carefully on the few innings, and it won't be a long start, one would think. But Jack Leiter will obviously be front and center. He is a headliner tonight. Jack is a guy who was actually drafted by the Yankees out of high school. He elected not to sign. He had made a very strong commitment to Vanderbilt University. He stayed with that commitment, pitched it at Vanderbilt, and was absolutely outstanding. He was one of the finalists for college baseball's top awards and was simply put one of the most dominant pitchers, if not the most dominant, in college baseball just last year. Did not pitch in the regular season with the Rangers, so he makes his professional debut here in 2022. Leiter has made three starts, Jack 0-1, but a 1.86 earned run average, just six base hits allowed in 9 2/3 innings. So he is, again, going about three innings or so, that I think is a little out of profile for him, but he has struck out 16 batters in his 9 2/3. So it's Jack Leiter, Colin Palouse, the pitching matchup here this evening. A real quick look over our shoulder at last night's ballgame. We'll make it very quick here as the Hounds now get set to take the diamond. But Frisco used all different sorts of stuff to win the game last night. They hit three home runs, two by Josh Stowers, and just a drive out of here by Kellen Strong. They manufactured, or as I say on Rockhounds Radio, they Frankensteined a couple of runs together that proved to be key, really the difference in the ballgame, and got two really good catches, one of them absolutely sensational by Justin Foscue at second base, and it all added up to another road win for the Rough Riders, who are now 9-1 away from home in 2022. Beautiful, sunny, and breezy evening. The Rockhounds have taken the diamond, and we'll take you downstairs now for the Star-Spangled Banner. Here's our national anthem. Sung. That is Tammy Henkin with the Star-Spangled Banner this evening from Momentum Bank Ballpark, and we are just about set for this one. The Riders have already clinched no worse than a split of this six-game series, And remember, they swept their first road series at San Antonio, so a 9-1 mark on the road. Rockhounds are trying to scramble back and will attempt to gain a split of this six-gamer, but it will not be easy. And again, they're going to face the top prospect in the Rangers organization and one of the top 20 or 25 in all the game tonight, Jack Leiter on the hill. Colin Palouse, good prospect for the A's on the mound for the Rockhounds. What a great matchup we have. We'll check that weather condition for you. It's a beautiful, breezy evening. We'll play some baseball. Rockhounds and the Rough Riders on the way. First pitch after this from Budweiser and Michelob Ultra.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This Rockhounds broadcast is brought your way in part by Budweiser and by Michelob Ultra. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for the first pitch of the game.
83 degrees, so a little bit cooler than we have been the first three games of this series. And the wind, by West Texas standards, it is mild. The wind only 10 to maybe 15 miles an hour this evening. And that is, that's close to calm for this part of planet Earth. Jonathan Ornelas will lead it off. He's had a terrific series. He's bumped his average all the way up to 3. A proud tradition, some of the guys jogging in from the Frisco bullpen, so first pitch is delayed while the guys jog down the track. Well, if you believe in omens, it's worked so far in this series, so the guys jogging toward the dugout, they'll head back to the bullpen in a while, but not right now. So now we are set to go. Still 7 o'clock straight up. Good job. First pitch of the ballgame, and Ornelas pops it up. Right side, second base, Zach Gelof. Judging in the breeze and the sunshine, and one pitch, one swing, one pop-up, and we're underway. So Jonathan Ornelas got a pitch he liked and pops out to second baseman Zach Gelof. Ornelas, the shortstop, top of the order, wasn't up there long. J.P. Martinez back in the lineup. Tremendous series, 7 for 12 is J.P., left-handed hitter. First pitch, just outside for a ball from Colin Palouse. Martinez, the center fielder. Ezekiel Duran back in the lineup this evening. He's the second baseman on deck. Duran batting third at second. 1-0 pitch, ground ball, sharply hit, but it's backhanded at first base. William Simonite to the bag for the out. Sharply hit. Martinez has been as tough an out as there is in for this series, but he's retired there, two down. Dustin Harris will be the cleanup batter. He's the designated hitter tonight. Dustin Harris, the DH. Blaine Krim, the first baseman, will bat in the five spot. Blaine Krim at first base. Josh Stowers in right field, batting the sixth position. Two home runs last night for Josh. David Garcia will catch, and he will bat number 7, Garcia, behind the dish. Pitch to Duran, strike at the knees, outside corner 0-1. Kellen Strom, who launched one out of here last night, will bat in the eighth spot in left field. Kellen Strom and Trey Hare, the third baseman, bats ninth. Hare at third base. Swinging the fly ball, center field. Well struck, but with room, I think. Yep, Goldberg drifts back. Got turned around a little bit, but he'll haul it in over the shoulder in fairly deep center field. So for Colin Palouse, threw a lot of strikes. He threw only 5 pitches in that inning. And with it, it'll be a 1-2-3 top half of the first. So a half inning in the books. Village could go in order. And against the high prospect, Jack Leiter. The Rockhounds coming to bat.
Spring forward into faster internet, more savings, and more choices from Suddenlink. Visit Suddenlink.com to get reliable, high-speed 300 meg internet for just $29.99 a month. If that doesn't put a spring in your step, you'll also get 3 full months of HBO Max, a $50 Visa prepaid card, and a free Wi-Fi extender for whole home coverage. So you can even get internet in those hard-to-reach places. Plus, as part of Optimum Flexibility, there are no contracts or hidden fees. And the grass gets greener when you combine with Optimum Mobile for even more savings. Now you can do more of what you love with our reliable 300 meg internet for just $29.99 a month. So Bring your savings into action and sign up at Suddenlink.com or call 800-972-5757 for new residential customers. Reflect auto pay discount. Taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. Not transferable and not available in all areas. Wired connection up to 300 meg. Speed, availability, pricing, offers, and terms vary by area. After promo, HBO Max subscription is $14.99 per month. 90 days of continuous service required for gift cards. Allow 4 to 6 weeks for delivery. Additional terms apply. See Suddenlink.com for details.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2021 CUI total sales.
Well, anytime you get a look at a prospect who is as highly touted and thought of as Jack Leiter is, it becomes a special evening. And I know a lot of the folks in the stands certainly are aware and perhaps even here specifically to see Jack. So he'll face Max Schumann to lead it off. He has a tremendous arsenal of pitches. Here is Jack Leiter, tight wind by the right-hander. He fires, and the pitch up and away for ball one at 95. Fastball 94 to 98. So obviously you amp up a little bit. Maybe you flirt with triple digits. Here's the 1-0 pitch, and that'll sail up high for a ball. But again, it's for the everything else about it. This fastball described as one that might become a plus-plus pitch. In other words, about as good as it gets. Swing and a foul straight back, and it's 2-1 to Max. Schumann, the shortstop, leading it off. Chase Calabuig will bat number two in left field. Chase in left. Zach Gelof will bat third and moves to second base. Gelof at second. Pitch from Leiter outside for a ball. Three balls, one strike. Mind you, that's the only number that I think early on. Remember, he's pitched 9 2/3 innings, but he has walked 8 batters. The wind in the 3-1, and that's high and away for a ball. So Max Schumann will draw a walk. Max had a big series, but gets on base here to lead it off. Chase Calabuig, and this is very unusual, still looking for his first hit of the series. Chase, the left fielder. Rest of the order, Devin Foyle in right field, batting cleanup. Foyle is in right. Jeremy Eierman batting fifth, playing the five spot. Jeremy Eierman at third. And Jordan Diaz will be the DH, batting in the sixth spot. Jordan, the designated hitter. First pitch to Calabuig. That sails high for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Kyle McCann, the catcher in the seven position. Kyle behind the dish, batting seventh. William Simonite at first base, batting eighth. Simonite, the first baseman. 1-0 pitch from Leiter. That ball fouled straight back. Ran it in a little bit. Slider got in on the hands of Calabuig. Chase fouled it off, 1-1. Michael Goldberg rounds out the order. The center fielder, batting number nine. Michael Goldberg in center. Schumann, Calabuig, and Gelof. Foyle, Eierman, and Diaz, McCann, Simonite, and Goldberg. 1-1 stretch, pitch to the plate, swing and a miss. Chase the fastball, up did Chase, and it is one ball and two strikes. Leiter peering in for the sign. Again, and that ball right now is that point of the time in of the night, coming off the fingertips from sunlight to shadow. Pitch, just inside, 2-2 the count. It's always interesting, especially if Corpus Christi or Frisco are in town, because, of course, AA affiliates of the Astros and the Rangers, in the case of the ball two-strike stretch. Runner goes, pitch fouled away, so Schumann was running. The pitch fouled off, we'll do it again on 2-2. But if there is a high-profile guy, whether it's a major league rehabber at times, of course, not so much on the road, not in this part of Texas too much, but especially if it's a high prospect and you're a Rangers fan, you might be rooting for the Rockhounds in general, but you're also pulling for the kid on the mound. I heard some oohs on a close call to Chase a minute ago. Delivery to Calabuig, and that's down and in. And the count now full 3-2. So Bobby Crosby will have a decision to make here. Max Schumann, a very good base runner. Lots of speed. Do you send him early on? 3-2 the count. Chase wheels that bat around a couple of times, as he likes to do. 3-2, runner goes, pitch swung on, fly ball, right field, and that is going toward the bullpen. That's got a chance, that is up, and it got in there. Short porch, sidewalk souvenir. Chase Calabuig, and boy, that is, for Jack Leiter, right now, he doesn't like this ballpark at all. That ball probably a routine out or close to it in almost any other ballpark. There are a couple in the Texas League where that might have gotten out, but it does here into the bullpen. And left fielder Josh Stowers, if he could have hurdled the fence, probably could have popped that ball. So Chase Callaway's first hit of this series comes in Game 5. And it's a short porch home run, underscore that. But it comes against Jack Leiter. Now here's Zach Dilloff. Boy, it's a good matchup. Pitch down and away for ball one. Talking about the pitching matchup, how about this one? Number one prospect for the Rangers and number three prospect for the A's. Both in college last year. Called strike. Count goes 1-1. Zach Gelof, right-handed hitter, 346 to open the year. 1-1 pitch. Breaks just outside with the off-speed delivery. 2-1. Virginia at the plate, Vanderbilt on the mound, and they are both high-profile prospects. The wine and the 2-1, 2-2. Well, the Hounds get on the board. Callaway with his second home run of the season. And that's one of those that drives pitchers nuts because it didn't get over the bullpen fence by much, but it got in there. The 2-2. Swung on, lifted high in the air to left field. Drifting over is Strom, looking up in the sun toward the corner, still on the move, and he'll haul it in right on the chalk. Towering fly ball. Wasn't hit overly deep, but Strom had a long way to go. Boy, you get right there, you get kind of two different looks at this ballpark. The right field short porch that will attract its share of home runs. Not nearly as many as you would think, but when they get out there, it's certainly frustrating for pitchers. But left field, a ton of ground to cover in this yard. Pitch right down the middle to Devin Foyle, called strike. 0-1, Devin the right fielder. Very solid start to the year at 3-10. Base is empty, one down, two in. Breaking pitch, fouled straight back. That'll get into one of the sweets off to our left. 0-2 to Devin Foyle. Jack Leiter grew up in New Jersey. Mentioned the Yankees drafted him out of high school. 0-2 pitch check, swinging. Boy, Devin really fooled, and he is out on strikes. Boy, ran that good slider down and in. Check swing, strike three. Foyle is out. Two men down in the inning, and Jeremy Ironman will be the batter. Jeremy at 264, three home runs, 13 driven in. Jack Leiter's high school team at Del Barton School. Here's the first pitch to Ironman. Gets there inside corner at the knees for a strike. It also included Anthony Volpe, who is the Yankees' number one prospect, and the Yankees drafted Leiter as well. Here's the 0-1. Pitch down and away for a ball. It's 1-1. Jack had made it very clear that he intended to go to Vanderbilt, so yet first time out of high school, he wasn't drafted until the 20th round. The 1-1 pitch sails high, and it's 2-1. And I guess the Yankees figured if anybody could talk him out of going to Vanderbilt, it might be them, but elected to go, and boy, it paid off. Figure a 2-1 pitch, breaks down and away. 3-1 now to Jeremy Ironman. $7.9 million plus, the second highest bonus ever given to a pitcher. Garrett Cole, the only guy with more. Swing and a miss. Ironman chased that fastball up, 3-2. So Leiter just basically shook that short porch home run right off, and it's back to business. Here's the 3-2 to Ironman. Swings fly ball high into a beautiful blue sky off to the right and out of play. Breeze, and again, there isn't a ton of it, basically blowing straight in from left field. Shadow stretching past the pitcher's mound now as Leiter looks in for his sign. Tight wind by the right-hander. 3-2 pitch, and this ball is drilled but foul by Ironman. I believe it's going to go foul. Boy, that ball got out of here by a bunch, but it was pulled foul, so 3-2 second time. Ironman just out in front of that pitch a little bit. His activity in the Frisco bullpen, it's interesting. First inning, here's the 3-2. Breaking ball tapped right back, and Leiter makes a good play. Comes to first base part of the way and underhands for the out. So a 1-3 put out. Might be a pitch limit in terms of per innings. He threw quite a few pitches in that last of the first. Two runs on one base hit. Two-run home run by Chase Calabwig. And again, have to say, short porch homer, but it got out of here. And after one, Village Car Wash score. The Rockhounds 2 and the Rough Riders nothing.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We are honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in, tip, and work.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan. So make sure you... Jim. Jim.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Odessa, visit High Plains, a community with a convenient location and fabulous floor plan. In Midland, visit Wildflower, where style, elegance, and affordability complement quiet, comfortable living. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
Dustin Harris will lead it off first, and wouldn't you know, ground ball first pitch, sharply hit, handled by William Simonite at first base. So another guy who's been really a tough out in this series. Harris is only 4-for-12. That's not off the charts, but he has had some really hard outs. That was another of them on a ground ball, hit sharply to first base, and William Simonite makes that play. So one pitch and one down. Boy, what a contrast in that first inning. Jack Leiter threw a bundle of pitches, and Colin Palouse has been very economical, to say the least. Delivers up high here to Blaine Krim, right-handed hitting first baseman. First four batters, only 6 pitches for Colin. 1 ball, no strikes. Right-hander's pitch to the glove. Nope, down and away. Didn't miss by too much. 2 balls and no strikes. Blaine Krim at 269, right-handed hitting first baseman with a home run and 9 driven in. Set in the pitch by Palouse just inside, ball 3. So a 3-0 count to Krim. Blaine made a line drive off the bat of his counterpart, William Simonite. 3-0 pitch. That'll settle in for a strike. 3 balls and 1 strike to count. It wasn't a sensational catch like the one that Foscue had pulled off, but it was a really hard hit ball and certainly saved at least a run, maybe 2. Did Krim with that game-ending catch. 3-1 pitch, a swing and a miss, and the bat goes to the screen above the Frisco dugout and goes tumbling in. So that piece of lumber traveled a long, long way. 3 balls and 2 strikes to Blaine Krim. Rockhounds defensively in this game have Chase Calabwig in left field, Michael Goldberg, and he can cover some ground, is in center. Devin Foyle is in right. Jeremy Ironman is at third base. The shortstop is Max Schumann. Second baseman Zach Geloff, and mentioned William Simonite at first. Kyle McCann behind the dish. 3-2 pitch. Thought he got him. Called strike of the knees. Blaine Krim was convinced that pitch missed. He will linger and discuss. First strikeout for Colin. And here's Josh Stowers on a big night last night. Couple of home runs. And he got one into that bullpen in right field. Drives pitchers crazy. Drives at least this broadcaster crazy. Pitch down and away for a ball. 1 ball, no strikes. Just one of the elements of the ballpark. Set by Palouse. 1-0 pitch to Stowers. Sails up high. Ball 2. So he got behind Krim 3-0. Came back and struck him out. But now 2-0 to Josh Stowers. Top half of the second. Rockhounds on top. They have 2-0 count on the Calabwig home run. 2-0 to Stowers. Right-handed hitter swings and fouls this one back. Count goes 2-1. Josh has bumped his average up in this series. He's up now to 340 for the year. He's 4-for-9. 2 home runs, 4 driven in. Game 5 of the 6-game set. 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Good fastball by Colin Palouse. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Colin, one of those guys that pitch. The 2-ball, 2-strike delivery. This punched foul. Good protective swing there by Stowers, and he fouled it back to the screen. David Garcia, the catcher, waiting on deck if Stowers can extend the top of the second inning. From the belt, Colin Palouse with the 2-ball, 2-strike pitch outside for a ball. Full count, 3 balls, 2 strikes. Well, the old broadcaster, I don't know if it's a jinx or not, but I told you first 4 batters were 6 pitches total. He's gone full now to the last 2. Naturally. 3-2, pitch to Stowers, fly ball, right center field. That is well struck. Going back is Devin Foyle, still back, and he will not be able to make the play. Going to be backed up by Goldberg, but I think there's going to be a triple. Josh Stowers coming around second base, and yep, he will go in sliding. Didn't even need to. Throw cut off. Ball hit deep to the power alley and kind of right center right, if you will, and Devin Foyle almost got there, tried to make the catch at the wall, but that ball was well hit. And Stowers, who had the 2 home runs in last night's game, now rips a triple in the gap to right center field. So first base hit, first base runner. And here is David Garcia, the catcher. David, a switch hitter, will bat from the left side against Colin. 226 batting average for Garcia. Takes inside for a ball, 1-0. Has a home run on the season. It came in this series. Palouse from the stretch, looks at the runner, comes to the plate with a 1-0 just outside, framed by Kyle McCann, but not quite to the liking of Ty Krause behind home plate. Ty, our home plate umpire from Glendale, Arizona. Pete Talkington from Bellevue, Nebraska is at first base. Crew chief Trevor Daniger from Maplewood, Missouri at third. 2-0 pitch, swung on and missed. Change up, and the count goes 2 balls and a strike. So a runner at third, Colin Palouse looking for the exit sign. Former Demon Deacon from Wake Forest. The 2-1 pitch, ground ball, and that's going to be handled by Simon. And oh, knocked it down, dropped it, retrieved by Zach Geloff. That play will go 3-4-1, and that ain't, pardon the grammar, Miss Hilburn, the way you draw it up. Simonite misplayed it. Geloff retrieved it. Palouse got to the bag in time for the out. Woo, had a little bad news Bears thing going, but a really heads-up play by Geloff to save the day and save a run. After 1.5, Village Car Wash score, Hounds 2 and Frisco nothing.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment, as much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. 3 escape rooms that range from easy-peasy to you're never getting out of here. And crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
This is a hamburger. And this, friends, is a Whataburger. A fresh 100% beef patty so big it can only fit on a 5-inch bun. Ah, there's another. Someone's going for a double. Maybe it'll be topped with melted cheese and... oh, my goodness, grilled onions and grilled jalapenos. I'm not sure the speakers can handle any more sizzle. Whataburger, just like you like it.
Jack Leiter back to the mound for the Frisco Rough Riders. Mentioned this is his 4th appearance as a pro after signing that immense contract. A year ago, did not pitch for the Rough Riders. Obviously did some work, but did not make an official appearance. So this is his 4th start as a pro. Side corner with a fastball that will run on it. Called strike to Jordan Diaz. Diaz, Kyle McCann, and William Simonite in the 2nd. Wind a pitch, and this ball lifted in the air to right field, but drifting back, and boy, almost on the ball off the glove of right fielder Stowers. I wondered about that. Josh did not look at all comfortable, and he misplayed the ball. I don't know how that's going to be scored, but Stowers misplayed it, so We'll see. That is going to be an error on the right fielder. So it was interesting. That ball pretty much hit right at him, and Josh kind of took a step in and then just, you got the feeling, hesitated. And that'll be a two-base error on Josh Storrs. Well-hit baseball. And Diaz has really begun to swing the bat very well. Here's Kyle McCann, runner in scoring position. Nobody out. Pitch up high for a ball, 1-0. Kyle at 3-0-3 on the season. No home runs, 6 driven in. Well, for Jack Leiter, he gave up the 2-run home run, but again, that was a ball that would be an out or at the very most a double in a lot of ballparks. Throws a good-looking breaking pitch here for a called strike, and it's 1-1. Good backdoor breaking pitch, a ball and a strike to McCann. And now his right fielder lets him down, so a little bit of adversity coming Leiter's way. 1-1 pitch, well up and in. Count goes 2-1 to Kyle. Mentioned how dominant he was at Vanderbilt. Had a complete game no-hitter in his first SEC game. Looks at the runner at second, the 2-1 pitch, and that'll settle in for a strike. Count evens up. Oh, a good off-speed pitch just froze Kyle. So 2 balls, 2 strikes. He went on to eventually throw 20 and two-thirds consecutive no-hit innings over 3 starts. 2-2 pitch, down and in. Did it hit him? Yep, it did. So Kyle McCann hit by a pitch, and that one, the slider just got away from Leiter a little bit. So 2-1 and nobody down. And here's William Simonite. It had a little bit of a little Keystone Cops thing working, although you really, boy, just really alert play by Zach Geloff. And I think that gets back to what we've heard, especially talking with Bobby Crosby about Zach yesterday. And perhaps, I guess it was Thursday. Here's the pitch swung on, pop foul off Simonite's bat. Is it playable? Garcia gives a look. That'll be about 5-6 rows deep into the seats. 0-1. But that play, remember, came with a runner at third base. So Geloff's alert retrieval of the ball that was deflected, and good hustle by Palouse to get over and cover the bag, and that saved a run. Oh, one pitch is lying down the right field side, and that's just foul. Oh, Simonite went with that fastball at 96 and just drove it foul. So Jordan Diaz reaches on a two-base error. Kyle McCann hit by a pitch. So early on in his pro career, Jack Leiter, and I'm sure he will handle it just fine, has one of those games where two or three things already have not gone your way. 0-2 pitch, bounce toward third. That's a foul ball. Bobby Crosby will make that play easily. 0-2 the count to Simonite. William at 225. No home runs. He has 10 driven in. 8 of his 10 runs driven in this ballpark. Right-handed hitter has the blonde hair flowing out of that batting helmet as he waits. The 0-2 punch foul again. So 4 pitches from Leiter to Simonite, and they are all strikes. 0-2 the count. He's fouled a couple away. Shadow stretching out right now. Third base right on the edge of sunlight and shadow. Shortstop and left fielder will really battle it for a while. 0-2 pitch. Swung on, fly ball, left field. On the move is Strong. Over there, he's got it, settles under it. Wind took it a bit. And Diaz going to try to get to third base, and oh, the throw cut off. Well, Jordan Diaz hustles the third on the first out of the inning. Well, in Simonite, that's a really good at, had a pretty good swing on the ball, good contact, and as it turns into a productive out. Not down to Jack Leiter 0-2, but put it in play and make something good happen. First and third, the runners now went away. Here's Michael Goldberg. Right-handed hitter batting 311. Runners at the corners, breaking pitch, outside for a ball, 1 ball and no strikes. A little bit of breeze blowing in, felt a little gust there, but nothing. Swinging a foul straight back, wind not really picking up. 1 ball and 1 strike to count. Weather is going to change a bit, and I will write myself a note to remind you, we'll do it in our game summary as well, that tomorrow's game moved up 1 hour to 1 o'clock. Have some pretty hefty weather coming our way. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Oh, good fastball, called strike inside corner. And that's probably a pitch that we're going to see a whole bunch from Jack Leiter at this level and the next two. Just a fastball at the hollow of the knee. First and third, one man down. Hounds lead 2-0. 1-2 stretch, pitch by Leiter. Down and away for a ball. Count is 2-2. And his dad, Al, 19 big league seasons. And when you have guys who have hung around the game, you can really see that so many times. Pitch outside for a ball, 3-2. Gives them that, just that additional sense. Bobby Crosby and I were talking about it on Thursday, that he grew up, his dad was a major leaguer and a scout. So he grew up around the game. And, of course, for Jack Leiter, he certainly did. Runner at first base goes 3-2 pitch, line drive, left side base hit for Goldberg. That'll drive home a run. And coming all the way from first to third is Kyle McCann. RBI for Goldberg is third of the year. When it looked like that might have been, love to get a second look at that from the center field camera, looked like that was middle out. And Goldberg just reached out and yanked it into left field. His run, of course, is unearned. And, boy, look at Kyle McCann motor. He was running on the 3-2 pitch and comes from first to third on a ball hit into left field. So the Hounds lead it now by a 3-0 count and a called strike to Max Schumann. Max walked and scored on a Calabrese home run in the bottom half of the first. And the Hounds with the advantage right now in this game. Throw to first base and that'll chase Goldberg back. Michael can run a little bit. He's 2 out of 3 on the base paths to this early point in the season. Boy, good aggressive base running by the Rockhounds. Bobby Crosby sending Kyle McCann on that 3-2, and Goldberg singled, and Kyle ends up at third with one away. Pitch high and outside, just by a bit. Count 1-1. Leiter's fastball in this ball game, unless I have missed a higher reading, I don't think so. 94, 95, and 96. One ball, one strike, breaking pitch, and a beauty, swung on and missed. Boy, you could just see that one coming. One ball, two strikes. Leiter working, even with men on base, working at a pretty quick pace here. 1-2. Schumann waits, and a bluff move over to first base, no throw. Michael Goldberg, the base runner at first. Kyle McCann, as mentioned, at third base. Still just one down in the inning. Of course, an error started it. Runner goes. Pitch swung on. Fly ball. Right field. That's going to be, I would think, more than deep enough to score the run. Stowers makes the catch. He's got a great arm, but now throw will come into second base. Air mailed it a bit. Backed up. No damage done. Sack fly for Max Schumann. Hounds lead it 4-0. And got enough of that to drive it deep enough to right field. RBI number 12 for Max Schumann. So 4 runs, 2 of them earned, and of course those came on a short porch home run by the man at the plate, Chase Calabrese. 4-0 the score. Pass ball down low for a ball. Chase. And now a visit to the mound. This will be a players' conference, middle infield in the battery. Jack Leiter, who was born and still makes his home in Summit, New Jersey. Mentioned that high school team. Man, I started to look it up, and I couldn't find it right away, but I'm guessing that Del Barton School probably won their share of games. Again, they had Anthony Volpe and Jack Leiter on the same roster. It's a pretty good high school team, is it not? And again, Jack had made a very strong commitment to Vanderbilt and did indeed go to Vandy. 1-0 pitch, check swing, that is a strike. Count evens to Calabrese, 1 ball, 1 strike. Chase's home run, he is second, RBIs 7-8, and his first hit of this series. 1 ball, 1 strike, they shade him up the middle of the shortstop. Pitch to the outside part of the plate, got there. Chase a quick glance back over his shoulder at that call. Shortstop Ornelas playing about as far up the middle as you can. And as we've seen in this series, the third baseman, and tonight that is Trey Hare, playing almost at shortstop. 1-2. Pitch by Leiter. Down and in for a ball. And the count, 2 balls, 2 strikes. And again, activity beginning in the bullpen. Chase looking at his bat, needs a, looks like he has a maybe a crack in the bat. Now for Jack Leiter, and talking with a couple of Rangers fans and also with Zach Bigley next door, a good friend and the voice of the Riders, you know, the Rangers have been looking for that type of pitching prospect for a while now, and boy, they think you can see why. I mean, even he's down in this game, but kid's good. Here, the breaking pitch swung on and missed. Well, new bat didn't help. Swinging strike three, and the inning is over. So Chase Kalibwig out on strikes. Second strikeout for Jack Leiter. So we've played a couple in the breeze and the sunshine in West Texas in our Village Car Wash. Hawkhounds 4, and the Frisco Rough Riders nothing.
At All-American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, and more. Two- and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the completely new 2022 Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All-American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter Telegram. Delivering life every day.
Colin Palouse back to the mound as we go to the top half of the third inning. It'll be Kellen Strong. Boy, did he launch one out of here last night. We were talking about it upstairs just before the start of this game. Kellen hit a ball that looked like it might have a chance to get into the gap and maybe be an extra base hit last night. But he took that ball out of here deep right center field. And while the porch in right is short, the power alleys in this ballpark are really pretty deep, and he really launched an opposite field home run. So Kellen Strom, the batter, Trey Hare, and the top of the order, Jonathan Ornelas, will follow. Strom, right-handed hitter, takes over the outside half of the plate from Colin 0-1. Colin Palouse, in three starts, has gone 16 innings, given up under a hit per inning at 13, only three walks, 11 strikeouts since coming into this game. Looks for the outside corner and just missed. One ball and one strike. You know, love about Colin, the pandemic year, and of course so difficult all the way around with the baseball minor league season anyway going away. Line drive, right side, and a base hit. To field again, just a line drive. Gloved by Devin Foyle on a hop. Leadoff man is on for the Rough Riders. Second base hit for Frisco after Josh Stowers had the triple in the second inning. Here is Trey Hare, left-handed hitting third baseman. Been around a bit. He spent some time at independent ball, did Trey? Adjusting in center a bit is Michael Goldberg, and this pitch is fouled straight back. It's 0-1 now. No balls and a strike. During the pandemic year, Colin Palouse really dedicated himself to conditioning and also to maybe refining and tightening up some mechanics. There's a ground ball out towards second. Might be two. Geloff to Schumann to first. A little low. Handled by Simonite for the out. Diamondback Energy double play. 4-6-3 and a leadoff base hit wiped away. Geloff to Schumann to Simo. So two men quickly down here in the third inning. Colin had a very solid 2019 season, but you really have to think that he just elevated his game and his status, really. It was a genuine prospect for the A's. Pitch to the outside corner, a called strike of the knees to Jonathan Ornelas, who popped out to second base, on the first pitch of the game. The 0-1 pitch, get there, called strike inside part of the plate, 0-2. He was a top 30 prospect entering the 2021 season, was Colin, and well, by the end of last season, again, he had really vaulted up to that 10 to 15 spot on the A's list. 0-2 pitch, a swing and a miss, elevated the fastball and got him. Colin Palouse, and you said it right at the top of the broadcast. Look, Jack Leiter is probably going to be a very special pitcher, one would think anyway, but you know what? Guy in the mound for the Rockies ain't bad. Ain't bad at all. I said ain't twice in 30 seconds. My third grade teacher wasn't a nice lady. She is probably heading this way to scold me even as we speak. We go to the bottom half of the third, 4, and Frisco nothing.
Parenting is full of surprises.
You never know what to expect.
So after our son was born, I called my Texas Farm Bureau insurance agent to set up a life insurance policy in case something happened to me.
Sawyer is now 2.
And we'll soon have a sister. There's no one else I would trust with protecting my family.
Coverage and discounts are subject to qualifications and policy terms and may vary by situation.
Imagine, you walk into work, turn on your computer, and are met with a message telling you that all your files are now encrypted. Your company has just been hit with ransomware. Every 14 seconds, a new organization will fall victim to ransomware. These and other cyber attacks cost businesses more than $75 billion a year. More than half of these attacks go undetected by antivirus software. Protect your business before it's too late. Call Hilliard Office Solutions for a free security review.
Last half of the third inning, and for the Rockhounds, it'll be Zach Gelof, Devin Boyle, and Jeremy Eierman to face Jack Leiter. Jack's given up 4 runs. 2 of them are earned, and you can make a case that at most only one of those was perhaps deserved. If you walk a guy and he scores, that's pretty much on you. But again, the ball that brought him in was the ball hit into the short porch bullpen. But the Hounds have gotten it done with some good swings of the bat in this game. Chase Calabuig with the 2-run home run and RBIs by Michael Goldberg on a single and Max Schumann on a sacrifice fly. 4-0 the score. So it's 4 runs, 2 earned, 2 base hits, a walk, and 2 strikeouts so far for Jack Leiter. Delay, maybe something, something got off the berm in deep left field. Now we are ready to go. Again, this matchup pretty doggone good, too. This is Zach Gelof against Jack Leiter. First pitch swing, fly ball, right field. Stowers on the move, and he will make no mistake with that one. He hauls it in. One pitch, one swing, one fly ball to right field. Now one man down. Well, will Jack Leiter be that guy for the Rangers? And that's been kind of a topic of conversation. There's got a lot of Rangers fans in this neck of the woods. And, boy, finding that special guy, that guy that you think can be the foundation of your rotation for a long time. Boy, not easily done. Pitch high and away to Devin Boyle for ball one, 1-0. Line and the 1-0 pitch, a swing and a miss. Devin comes up empty, struck out his first time up. Jack selected number 2 overall, by the way, in 2021. 1-1 pitch lifted high and foul back in the bright blue sky and out of play, 1-2. Shadow is stretched out now. The entire infield is in shadows. Anything hit into shallow left could give shortstop a little problem. But nothing more than that. Left field, of course, the Sun Field. Pitch down and in. Count goes 2-2 to Devin. 310 batting average for Devin Boyle. Played all of last year with the Rockhounds. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Pitch bounced toward first base. A foul ball. Mentioned that 17 members of this group were here last season, and camaraderie is very good. Good chemistry on this club. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Pitched by Leiter, and he jams him, loops it foul down the left field side. Does Devin? That'll find that high screen down and protecting the fans down that third baseline. Still 2-2 to Boyle. Nobody on, 1 out in the third inning. Hounds got 2 in the first, 2 more in the second. Colin Palouse has given up 2 base hits, got a double play to help him out of the top of this inning. 2-2 pitch, sliced foul as well. So Boyle doing battle, 3-2 strike foul balls now to Devin. Former Jayhawk from KU at the dish. 2 balls, 2 strikes, breaking pitch lined into right field, a base hit. Boy, Boyle stayed back on that nicely. He'll give a look, but he'll hold on at first. Line drive single to right field. That ball a sharply hit base. Boy, that is a really, again, really good AB. Devin Boyle fouled off 3 2-strike pitches, then got one he could deal with and ripped it into right field. 1 on with 1 man down on the Hounds' third base hit of the game. And here's Jeremy Eierman. Jeremy bounced out to pitcher Jack Leiter, his first time up. Pitch swung on and pop foul out of play. Now goes no balls and two strikes. And Jack has averaged right around three innings for each of his first starts. And just as I say, that activity begins in the bullpen. The 0-1 stretch, right-handed delivery, swing and a miss. Well, that pitch off speed, and it just tied Jeremy Eierman up. So an 0-2 count. Devin Foyle, the base runner. Now 65 pitches for Jack Leiter, so one would think he's nearing the end of the string for tonight. Pitch down low for a ball, 1-2. And, of course, for just myriad reasons, one would think the Rangers very, very cautious, careful. Watching pitch counts, not so much innings, but pitches. Or both. Pitch down and away here. Two balls and two strikes. Second overall selection, 2021. Of course, Vanderbilt, tremendous college program. And it certainly, it paid dividends for Jack to pitch at the college level. Delivery swing and a miss. And he got him with a slider up. Ball didn't drop very much, but Jeremy Eierman swinging right through it. So two men down, third strikeout for the right-hander. And the batter will be Jordan Diaz. Reached on a two-base error to right fielder Josh Stowers his first time up. Potentially came around to score on the single by Michael Goldberg. Jordan, right-handed hitter, takes just off the outside corner. One ball, no strikes. Leiter comes, set, peers over the shoulder for a moment at the base runner. Now the leg kick, the 1-0 pitch, and that's fouled straight back. Fastball in the low 90s there, but again, it's just the overall, the command, the arsenal, everything about him. And he's just getting going. Runner goes, good jump, pitch fouled straight back. Boy, Devin Foyle got a nice jump on that pitch, but Diaz fouls it back, so 1-2. Hounds have been aggressive on the base paths early in this one. Hounds won the opener of this series on Tuesday afternoon. Riders have won three in a row. There's been one, it's not a blowout, but a somewhat lopsided game, the 10-5 win. 1-2 pitch fouled straight back. Count still 1-2 to Diaz. And as mentioned, there is activity behind Jack in the bullpen. Meantime, Colin Palouse through with three innings. No runs on a couple of base hits, no walks, two strikeouts. One ball, two strikes. Pitch from Leiter, up side. 93-mile-an-hour fastball. Got away from him just a bit, and the count goes 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Devin Foyle, the base runner with two men down, was running a couple of pitches ago. 2-2 count, not going here. Pitch, down and away. Ball three. Good patience by Diaz, and the count now full. Jordan 0-1 in this game, but after starting 5 for his first 32 in his first 8 games, in his last 8, or I'll put it this way, his last 7 coming in, we'll just do that much because the number is a nice easy one. He's 9 for his last 27 coming into this game, a .333 average, and has 5 extra base hits in that stretch. 3-2, runner goes, pitches swung on and lifted in the air to center field. Going back is Martinez, still going back, and he reaches up and hauls it in just short of the track. Boy, Diaz drove it. Ball hit to deep just right of straightaway center field. Martinez had to go a long way and ended up basically making that catch with his back to home plate. So well hit ball, even though it will be an out. No runs on the base hit from Devin Foles. Give you a game summary coming up. We've played 3 Saturday night evening baseball at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Village Car Wash score. Hounds 4, Frisco nothing.
Saltgrass Steakhouse is the place for a great steak. Why? Because they only serve the best certified Angus beef. A Saltgrass steak is unmatched, unrivaled, and unbeatable when it comes to flavor. Each tender steak is seasoned with a perfect blend of 7 spices, grilled over an open flame, and topped with seasoned steak butter. Taste the certified Angus beef difference today at Saltgrass Steakhouse.
At Village Car Wash, we have one goal, to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969, more than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway, open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought to you by Oxy. Through three, Rockhounds lead it. 4-0 is the score. It was said at top of the broadcast, the headliner certainly is Jack Leiter. I mean, this is a top 25 prospect at least, if not higher, in all of minor league baseball. But the guy on the other side of the coin isn't bad either, and Colin Palouse and the Rockhounds lead it 4-0. Gets you the line score here in just a couple of moments. J.P. Martinez, boy, he's been good in this series, takes a fastball strike. 2-3-4 in the Frisco order. Martinez, Ezekiel Duran, and Dustin Harris, former A's farmhand. 0-1 stretch. Colin with a pitch. Ball last right back up the middle. Boy, this kid is just hot in this series. 1-for-2 in this game. He's 8-for-14 in the series as Martinez. 2 doubles, 2 homers. He's driven in 3. He's stolen 3 bases. And he leads off the 4th inning with a base hit. So including that one, Frisco now no runs on 3 base hits, 1 error, and it was costly. 0-3-1 to the Riders. Here's Ezekiel Duran. Swings and misses. Had a rip at a 92-mile-an-hour fastball, 0-1. Rockhounds have 4 runs on 3 base hits and no errors, 4-3-0. Palouse comes set. Hands at the belt, turns, toss to first. From what we know of Colin at the end of last year and the start of this season, again, he finished the season with the Rockhounds a year ago. And when he throws to first, he's pretty serious about it. 0-1 pitch. His ball sliced foul out of play, and the count is 0-2. Chase Calabuig, a 2-run home run in the first inning. Jack Leiter walked the first batter he faced, Max Schumann. And Chase, on a 3-2 pitch, sent one into the right field bullpen, 2-run homer. A Josh Storr's error really hurt in the second inning. And a hit batsman along the way. Pitch just inside from Colin. 1-2 to Duran. Error and a hit batsman started the inning. RBIs from Michael Goldberg on a single and Max Schumann on a sac fly. 4-0 Rockhounds top of the 4th. Throw to first. Close. They get him. Yep. Stumbled and runs right into the tag. Martinez is out. Told you, when Colin Palouse throws to first base, he's serious. So Martinez is picked off, and the bases are empty. So of the 3 base runners for Colin, a kind of strange defensive play got him out of the first one. Pitch up and in for a ball. It's 2-2 to Duran after the Storrs 2-out triple. Ball that was deflected off William Simonite's glove, retrieved by Zach Geloff, as you recall, and then Palouse covered the bag for that out, saved a run. Ground ball right side, backhanded by Simonite, pitcher to cover. Throw is wide, but Palouse hangs on. That's one where you're running as hard as you can to first because Ezekiel Duran is not slow, and that ball is thrown behind you. Not easy to do, maintain enough momentum to get to the bag, so nicely handled. Colin Palouse hangs on to that throw. 3-1 goes to put out. 2 down for Dustin Harris. Game 5 of this 6-game series. Palouse with a pitch. Settles in over the inside part of the plate. High strike, 0-1. Tomorrow's game again has been moved up. Trying to maximize the possibility of getting the game in despite the weather forecast. Here's the 0-1 pitch. This ball fouled away, and it's quickly 0-2 to Dustin Harris. Harris bounced out sharply to Simonite at first base in the second inning. He's 4-for-13 in the series, which is not off the charts, but if you add in just really hard-hit baseballs, he easily could have been 5-for-5 a couple of nights ago. Swings and fouls this one away, does the left-handed hitter, still 0-2. There's a home run and 4 driven in the series, does Dustin Harris.
St. Petersburg College in Florida. 0-2 stretch, pitched by Collin. Bouncing ball toward first again. Simonite right there, and he'll take it himself. Got to the bag for the out. So a base hit, but that's taken care of on the pickoff at first base. And it's no runs on a base hit, no errors, and one man left. Collin Palouse looking again. He's just off to a really, really good start in this season. Right-hander has thrown four scoreless innings. We'll go to the bottom of the fourth. Village Car Wash score. Rockhounds 4 and Frisco nothing.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2021 CY total sales.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. Beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light. You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra. The perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Jack Leiter's evening is done. Kind of assumed that would be the case. He was at 70 pitches plus. But he goes the first three in this ball game. And Ty Teterman will come on to pitch. I have this sinking feeling that I said Teterman the other night. Second time we've seen Ty in this series. And in fact, we saw him last year. And it is Teterman, and I do know that. So if I... Well, if I said if the Ty Teterman fan club is listening, and if I was saying Teterman the other night, my goodness, do I apologize. So, tall right-hander on the pitch in relief. 4-0, Rockhounds lead the game. Teterman 6'6", 195, 25-year-old out of Long Beach, California. And he will face the bottom third of the order, but they were effective the first time around. Kyle McCann, William Simonite, and Michael Goldberg to face the right-hander. So Jack Leiter, three innings, three base hits, four runs, two earned, one walk, and three strikeouts. Also hit a batter. So of the four runs that scored, one came to the plate, or got on base, I should say, on a walk, and one on a hit by pitch. Time call, whoa, just as team does, too much time. Boy, I thought maybe time had been called. Nope, that is ball one, automatic ball. We were talking about that before the game. David Garcia arguing a little bit with Ty Krause on that. Of course, there is judgment involved. It's not just as simple as a clock hitting zero. Pitch outside for a ball, and it's 2-0. And that's something, that timeout, that time called late, have not seen that since the pitch clock has been really emphasized and really enforced. Pitch down, low ball, 3-3-0. And he delivers that. It's a line drive into right on a 3-0 pitch, and Kyle McCann just yanked that ball. Pitch looked like it might have been middle out, turned on it, and lined it into right field. Well, Kyle McCann, well, what a difference a year Cannon has made for him. So one on, nobody down. Kyle hit by a pitch and scored in the second, leads off the fourth inning with a base hit to right field. And here's William Simonite. Productive out his first time up, flew out to deep enough left to move a runner to third with one down, takes a called strike. Ty Teterman is 2-0. ERA is high. It's 10.24. But again, pretty small sample size this time of the year. Pitch just down and away for a ball. It's 1-1. Of the runs that Leiter gave up, again, two are just flat out unearned, and two, I guess, have that short porch asterisk next to them. 1-1 pitch. Line drive into left center field. A base hit. That ball will get toward the gap. Over to cut it off is Strom. Rounding second on his way to third is Kyle McCann. Into second base. And standing up is Simonite with a double. He hit it that way his last time. Got under it a little bit. This one he just lined in the gap to left center field. McCann comes from first to third. So it's two men on, nobody down, and here's Michael Goldberg, who singled driving in to run his first time. Michael's third run batted in. So second and third, nobody out. Infield will pinch in at the corners. Middle infielders are back. Goldberg takes just inside for a ball. That's one ball, no strikes. And Michael came in to this game with 14 hits and 45 at-bats, and 9 of his 14 hits came in 2 games. He's added to that, and this one takes a good backup pitch that'll get there for a strike. It's 1-1. Ty Tiedemann making his 6th appearance. He has given up a lot of base hits. The 1-1 stretch and delivery, that'll get there. Same spot, same pitch, same result, 1-2. He's given up in 2/3. 7 walks, 1 strikeout, so that is obviously hurt as well. Fly ball, left field, and that is going to be deep enough to score the run. Tagging at third is McCann, and going to send the throw, and moving up from second to third is Simonite. That throw went from left fielder Kellen Strom, a little high and wide. He got a lot on it, but McCann will score. That is a second sacrifice fly for the Rockhounds in this game. Goldberg now has 2 RBIs in this game. And William Simonite hustles to third. Saw that the throw was going to go all the way home, so he comes to third base with just one man down. So the Hounds improve the lead to 5-0. Top of the order now, Max Schumann, infield in all the way around. And Max takes inside for a ball. Leadoff single by Kyle McCann, double by Simonite, sacrifice fly by Goldberg with both runners moving up. 1-0 stretch, Tiedemann's pitch, swing and a miss. Boy, Max had a big swing, comes up empty 0-1. So the Hounds off to a 5-0 advantage now in this game. And trying to break a little 3-game slide in the series. Pitch just down and away for a ball. 2 balls and a strike. Hounds under 500 for the first time on the year. They are 9-10. 4 games behind the Rough Riders, who lead the South. Pitch down and away. Ball 3, 3-1. And infield in all the way around. Runner at third is Simonite. One man down. Max Schumann without an official at bat in this game. 3-1 pitch. Takes a high strike. 3-2. Walked and scored in the first inning. Sacrifice fly in the second. Both of those plate appearances coming against Jack Leiter. 3-2. Tiedemann's pitch lined into right side, a base hit. Over to cut it off is Josh Storrs, but a base hit to right field, that'll nothing. Max Schumann with his 13th RBI of the year, his 2nd of the game. So the Hounds have 2 runs on 3 hits and a sacrifice fly in the inning, and that's going to bring a visit from catcher David Garcia. 6-0 Rockhounds. Ty Krause, home plate umpire, will go out and break that up. A short while ago, you heard from our friends at Hilliard IT Solutions. And a little trivia, won't take too long, not at all, in fact, a quick one. Little Texas League history for you on this date. This league can... Some of the history is a little crazy. Pitch outside to Chase Calabui. Chase, 1-2. 2-run home run into the bullpen and right, and struck out his 2nd time. Homer, his 2nd, RBIs 7-8. Schumann bluffs, doesn't go, called strike, outside corner. Count goes 1-1. Was on this date, and not in the old days, 1983. That's, I know that's a while ago, but not for some of us. Highest scoring game in Texas League history. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Called strike of the knees. Boy, Tiedemann comes back there with a virtually perfect pitch, just knee high. The El Paso Diablos and the Beaumont Golden Gators play the game. How many runs were scored? We'll give you a range here to work from. 1-2, toss over to first base. Scrambling back is Max Schumann. Let's say between 35 and 60. Between 35 and 60 runs. How many runs did those two teams combine for in this date, 1983? Runner goes. Pitch then bounces to the plate. And Garcia can't find it, and Schumann's going to come for third. So Max Schumann, stolen base, and then the wild pitch. Max was running. The pitch bounced to the plate, and Garcia, who blocked it, I think maybe a little better than he thought he did, couldn't find it. When Max just never missed, so it's 2-2. Runner at third with one man down, infield in again. 6-0 Hounds, and a ground ball to second base, and Addy is going to drive home a run. So the stolen base and the good hustle pay off. RBI for Calabuig on the ground out to second base. And the Hounds have a 7 spot on the board. And here's Zach Geloff now. So Chase Calabuig is 3 now RBIs in this ballgame. Came in with 6, now 9 on the season. Zach takes strike at the knees, inside edge, 0-1. Flew out twice against Jack Leiter. Well, what a good pitcher-hitter matchup that was. As a line drive, soft and into the glove of the first baseman, Blaine Krim. Inside-out swing, and Zach lines out softly. So Zach Geloff 0-3. That's a little unusual. The Rockhounds kind of Frankenstein them together in this inning. It's 3 runs on 3 base hits, a steal, a wild pitch, and a sacrifice fly. Trivia answer coming up. We'll go to the top half of the fifth. Our Village Car Wash score this game now reads the Rockhounds 7 and Frisco nothing.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. At Sedona Ranch in Odessa, upscale home designs and resort-inspired amenities combine to create your perfect escape. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion. Olympus Properties.
VIP Sports Getaway is the official transportation provider for the Rockhounds, and they can be your getaway too. Cowboys fans, check out our packages for the 2022 season. They include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate bill-based tailgate party. It's a private all-inclusive party with a catered meal, and Beret offers Rangers baseball packages too. To find out more, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
At HEB, we know that game day is about more than the game itself. The taste of victory is unparalleled, but so is the taste of HEB jalapeno poppers hot off the grill. Seeing the best players in their prime is truly something to behold. So is an HEB Prime 1 burger that you grilled to perfection. For low prices on all the things that make game day great and delicious, visit HEB, your official game day headquarters, or use the My HEB app to order curbside and start prepping for game day right away.
Blaine Krim leads it off, takes down and away for ball one. We go to the top of the fifth. Hounds lead this game by a 7-0 score. Pitch from Palouse just low and outside. 2-0 the count. He's having a little too much fun with Texas League Baseball. It'll slow out of that inning. 2 balls, no strikes to Blaine Krim. Josh Storrs and David Garcia to follow. Fielding shadows now on a very comfortable Saturday night. Pitch down low, ball 3, 3-0. We mentioned the weather, though, is about to take a little left turn on us, so tomorrow's game moved up. 1 o'clock will be our first pitch, originally scheduled for 2. 3-0 pitch, that'll get there. Called strike from Colin, 3-1. Well, twice up, Blaine Krim each time has had a 3-0 count. He wound up striking out looking on a close pitch in the second. 3-1 from Colin, swing and a miss, and now 3-2. So second verse, same as the first. 3-0 now becomes 3-2. Blaine Krim, right-handed hitter. That pointed straight to the sky as he waits the 3-2, and he fouled it back.
That's a save from Legion Abraham Gutierrez.
A couple more moments here on our trivia. Again, highest scoring game, combined score, two teams. Highest scoring game in Texas League history this date in 83. El Paso and Beaumont between 35 and 60. How many runs do they score? Pitch from Colin, foul tip. McCann hangs on, and a strikeout. Second time in this game, Colin Palouse has come back to get him. 3 strikeouts for Colin, 2 of them at Krim's expense, and again for Blaine each time. Got ahead in the count, and Colin came back to get him. Now Josh Storrs tripled his first time up. 2 home runs in last night's game. Takes down the middle, called strike 0-1. So Storrs came in at 340. He's bumped that up a little bit. 0-1 stretch. Pitch swing and a miss. High fastball. Storrs could not catch it. Quick 0-2 count. Collin working at a very good pace. The 0-2 delivery up and in for a ball. And after another fastball, a little high and tight. Fastball's been sitting largely in the low 90s. Again, Collin can amp that up a little bit. He can get mid and upper 90s at times. He's capable of it. Pitch down and away for a ball. And the count now 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nobody on and one man down. Top of the fifth inning. Hounds 7 and Frisco nothing. 2-2 pitch. Tempted. Did he go? Did not. Count is full. 3-2. Josh Storrs, really strong arm outfielder. Right-handed hitter waits 3-2 from Collin. That ball hard hit center field. Going back is Goldberg. Does he have room? He does. He will pull up in straightaway center to make the catch. Well hit ball, but well within the reach of Michael Goldberg. 2 down in the fifth inning, and here's David Garcia. On this date, and I'm guessing now I could not find where this game was. I'm sure it's somewhere online. I'm sure it's available. I would guess it was in El Paso. 1983, they would have been playing at a place they called the Dudley Dome. It wasn't a dome at all, of course. Swinging a pop foul straight back out of play. Never did a game there. They built a new ballpark in El Paso. It's now the old ballpark, of course, but the Dudley Dome was one of those renowned hitters' parks, and oh my, was it on this date, I'm guessing. Swing, fly ball, right center field. Michael Goldberg on the move. To his left, reaches up, makes the catch. Garcia lining out to left center, to right center field. And for the second time in this ball game, the Rough Riders go in order. What were we saying earlier? The guy on the mound for the Rockhounds ain't bad either, is he? Collin Palouse with 5 scoreless. We're midway through Saturday evening baseball. Village Car Wash score of our ball game reads the Rockhounds 7 and Frisco nothing.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center, but there's much more. For lunch in an unforgettable setting, visit the cafe at the Gardens, open Monday through Saturday from 11 to 2. And the market at the Gardens is open on the first Saturday of every month from now to October. Aldridge also features patio furniture, home decor, and a gift shop with 17,000 square feet of unique items and gifts. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987. On Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Search, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV, all from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary, they're not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the O&G news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Left-hander Tyler Thomas is on to pitch for Frisco. We'll go to the bottom half of the fifth. He'll face the middle third of the order. Devin Boyle, Jeremy Ironman, and Jordan Diaz to face the lefty. Ty Tiederman goes one inning, gives up 4. No walks or strikeouts. Didn't have a wild pitch in the mix for Ty. So here is Devin Foyle now to lead it off. Devin is 1-for-2. It's a breaking pitch just away in this lefty-lefty matchup. Struck out against Jack Leiter in the first and a strong single against him in the third. It did no damage on the scoreboard, but a base hit and 1-for-2. Hard hit ball at first. Clawed nicely by Krim. Boy, one strong hop and Krim makes the play. If he doesn't get there, that is probably a double down the line. Nicely handled by the Frisco first baseman, one down in the fifth for Jeremy Ironman. On this date in 1983, the El Paso Diablos and Beaumont Golden Gators What did we give you, the range, 35 to 60 in terms of total runs? Well, 160. Pitch swung on and fouled back, 0-1 now to Jeremy, 0-2. He bounced out to the pitcher and struck out in both of those ABs against the high prospect for the Rangers, Jack Leiter. 56 runs scored in one game on this date. Pitch up and away for ball, one ball and one strike. I mean, that's, even for El Paso, man, that's ridiculous. 35-21, El Paso beat Beaumont. Pitch up high for a ball, and the count is now 2-1. Boy, not only does that sound like a football score, that sounds like kind of a logical football score, doesn't it? 35-21, El Paso beats Beaumont. Two balls, one strike, swing at a high pop-up. Is it playable? Nope, gets straight back and out of play. 2-2 to Jeremy. Of course, doing what I've been now fortunate and blessed to do for more than 30 seasons, the first thing I thought about is, my goodness, I'm glad I wasn't in that broadcast booth. Here's the 2-2. Although maybe so. A swing and a miss, and Jeremy out on strikes. Well, strikeout total is high on the year, but he came in hitting 264. And Jeremy Armin 0-3 in this ball game. Strikeout for Thomas. 2-2, 2-2. Here's Jordan Diaz. He's 0-2, but he reached on an error and scored in the second and hit the ball very hard his last time up. A good swing, but it was caught by Jordan. Takes low and in for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Again, I'm sure somewhere, I think I found it a few years ago, the time of game has to be available on that somewhere, but El Paso and Beaumont, 56 runs. 1-0 pitch, just down low. Count is two balls and no strikes. It was a Texas League game a million years ago that had one team scoring 51 runs, but the other team scored only three, I believe. So that El Paso-Beaumont game surpassed the record. Pitch low and outside for a ball. 3-0 now from Tyler Thomas. Tyler making his fifth appearance. Very solid start to the season, a 3.52 ERA. He's been tough to hit. 7 2/3, only three base hits. He has walked 10 batters, however. 3-0 pitch, ground ball, sharply hit at third, and it got all under the glove of third baseman Trey Hare. Yeah, I have a feeling that's going to be an E5. I'm going to give him a hit. Give him a hit on that, so base hit. Well, sorry, Jordan, I'm not trying to take a hit away from you. Backhanded play, not the easiest play in the world, and the ball got under Hare's glove. So that's one of those, I don't know, to me that's a toss of the coin. But for Jordan Diaz, again, just looking at his numbers now, over his first eight games hitting 150, his last eight games, including tonight, 333 exactly. Breaking pitch called, strike to McCann, 0-1. Those are tough plays. Again, that ball tried to backhand the ball on the short hop and just couldn't come up with it, could Hare. Pitch down low, one ball, one strike. It's one of those that I think probably safe to say every pitching coach wants an error. Every hitting coach says a base hit's just fine. It'll go as a base hit for Jordan Diaz. Pound the can, one ball, one strike. He's hit by a pitch and has a single in this game. Has scored both times. Pitch low, away and back to the screen. And Diaz will go down to second on the wild pitch, so that's an easy one. Runner in scoring position with two men down. A 2-1 count to the Rockhounds catcher. Kyle came in at 3-0-3. Was hit by a pitch by Leiter in the second inning. Has as many walks as he has strikeouts on the year. 10 of each. Pitch swung and fouled straight back. Again, one of the trio of guys we talk about quite a bit who were here last season and had high strikeout numbers, but all of them, Kyle included, made a huge jump to the AA level in 2021. So now his second year at this level, 2-2 pitch, backup delivery got him. Kyle thought it was a little inside, but a good-looking backup pitch, and just got there, Tyler Thomas with the strikeout. So no runs on a base hit, no errors, and one man left on. Give you a game summary here and add things up in a moment, but the Rockhounds out in front in this ball game. After five complete at Momentum Bank Ballpark, Village Car Wash score reads the Rockhounds 7 and the Frisco Rough Riders nothing.
At smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store.
It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
You're listening to Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought to you by Suddenlink.
We have played five, and the Rockhounds lead it 7-0. Hounds broke on top against Jack Leiter in the bottom of the first inning. A walk to leadoff batter Max to the bullpen, and right off the bat of Chase Cattlebuig made it 2-0. Hounds got two more, both unearned in the second inning. An error and a hit batsman set the table. RBI single by Michael Goldberg and a sacrifice fly by Max Schumann. And the Hounds got three more against Ty Teeterman in the fourth inning. Kyle McCann a single, William Simonite with a double, and a sac fly by Michael Goldberg and base hit RBI by Max Schumann and a RBI groundout from Chase Cattlebuig. 7-0 the score. We go to the sixth and the first pitch. Foul back off the bat of Kellen Strom, 0-1. Strom a base hit his first time up, homered in last night's game. Right-handed hitter facing Colin Palouse. Swing the ground ball towards shortstop. That'll be handled by Max Schumann. Sets up throws and got him, boy. Good hustle by Strom. Out by not much at all. Love it when guys just absolutely get at it. And Kellen did, but he's out. One man down. Line score in this game. Frisco, no runs, three hits, and one error. 0-3-1. The error was costly. Rockhounds have 7-7-0, 7 runs, 7 hits, no errors. Colin Palouse now facing Trey Hare, bounced into a double play his first time and takes a strike down the middle here. Fifth game of a 6-game series. I mention it frequently because it affects tomorrow's game. Here's the pitch to the corner, just low and outside. Count 1-1. Game has been moved up 1 hour, 1 o'clock tomorrow. 2 o'clock is our customary time, but 1 o'clock tomorrow, see if we can outfox Mother Nature. Swing and a pop foul left side, giving a look. Jeremy Ironman, does he have room? He does, and he's got it inside the screen. Foul ball from Trey Hare into the glove of his counterpart. Jeremy Ironman tucks that away in foul ground. Quickly 2-up, 2-down. Colin Palouse does not have a high pitch count in this ball game at all. He's only 62 pitches, and he's in his sixth inning. Right-hander comes set top of the plate to Jonathan Ornelas, and the count is 0-1. Ornelas has popped out to second and struck out swinging. 0-1 stretch. Pitch by Palouse. His ball jammed him, popped it into the air left side. This one will drift into the seats. Oh, a quick 0-2 count. Boy, another good bunch tonight, by the way. Fireworks night. Not sure what Mother Nature will allow tomorrow, but boy, the first five games of this series had a kid's day to start it. So total attendance through the first four games was better than 18,000, and a big bunch again tonight. A swing and a miss and a fastball up, and Colin Palouse. Boy, from our Department of Redundancy department, but it is deserved. Jack Leiter is a tremendous prospect. He's going to likely be a really, really good big leaguer for a long time. But Colin Palouse is pretty doggone good. Six scoreless innings for Colin Palouse. So we will go to the bottom half of the sixth inning of play. Tyler Thomas back to work. Goodage Car Wash score. Hounds 7 and the Rough Riders nothing.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram truck headquarters. We have half tons, three quarter tons, one tons, and more. Two and four wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the completely new 2022 Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan. So make sure you... Jim. Jim. You're on the air.
Ooh, yes. This tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work, deliberately, cleanly, and efficiently. We're honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
William Simonite leads it off. We go to the bottom half of the sixth inning. William takes up high for ball one from Tyler Thomas. 1-0 pitch is lifted foul. That will drift up over to the grass berm down the right field side. Have some folks camped out on the berm. A one ball, one strike to William Simonite. Michael Goldberg will follow. Then back to the top of the order for Max Schumann. Last of the sixth inning. And the Rockhounds leading this ball game by the score of 7-0. They jumped out on top. And Colin Palouse has done the rest. A swing and a foul back, and it's one ball, two strikes to William Simonite. He's 1-for-2. Flew out to deep left in the second. That actually set up a run scoring. They put a runner at third base with just one man down, so set the table. He doubled and scored in the fourth. Swings and rolls one to shortstop. Ornelas will charge, makes the play at the shoot top, splits to first for the out. One down in the sixth inning. Michael Goldberg is 1-for-1 with a single and a sacrifice fly. Mention of his 14 hits coming in, he has 15 now. But 9 of his first 14 came in 2 games. He had that 6-for-6 on that opening Sunday afternoon at Amarillo. Swings and misses. Michael, I jinxed you nicely. 0-1 is the count. Well, he can play baseball a long, long time and not see a 6-for-6 and certainly not have one. All six just good singles. Takes a pitch high and away for a ball. One ball, one strike. Michael in his first double-A season. And if the bat comes around, as it well, he has so far, he's hitting .311 coming into this game. Takes just down and in from Thomas. Tyler thought he might have had a strike. Good defender, has some speed. Can play multiple positions, and boy, does that help. Here's the 2-1. And a strike of the knees. Good solid fastball by Thomas. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Tyler out of San Diego, California. Left-hander is 6'1", 175. Former Cubs farmhand. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Roll toward, going to be up third baseman. Will make that play. Will Hare throws a little wide to get him. Yep, out of first base. Good stretch by Blaine Krim. That throw sailed a little bit on Trey Hare, and that was a really good reach and stretch and hanging on for Blake Krim. So two men down here in the sixth inning. So top of the order, Max Schumann. Max is 1-for-1, but he's had a lot going on at the dish in this game. A walk, a sack fly, a single, a stolen base. Takes. Did he go? Nope. Check swing down and in. He has scored 2 and driven in 2. Right-handed hitter with outstanding speed. Another guy can play a lot of positions. Pitch down low for a ball, 2-0. And boy, we have really seen Max bumped all around. He's played second and short in all 3 outfield positions on the year. Hayes want to get a look at him, all of those spots. Takes a called strike at the knees, outside corner. It's 2 balls and 1 strike. Field long since into shadows. Beautiful evening again with less than beautiful stuff on the way, but right now it's just a really comfortable evening. Backdoor pitch, snaps but wide. Three balls, one strike. Now, Tyler Thomas, big deep breath. And bases on balls have been the hurdle for him on the year. Here's the 3-1. That ball fouled back, so full count, 3-2. Has two strikeouts, no walks in this game, but had walked 10 batters over his first 7 2/3. Nobody on and two men down. Rockhounds lead at 7-0 in the sixth. Foul again. We'll do full count again. Ooh, that one I think got down into the seats in a hurry. Might have caught the underside of the roof and then down, so hope everybody's okay. 3-2 to Schumann. Outfield plays him to pull ever so slightly. Here's the 3-2 pitch, and he punched that one back to the screen. 3-2 again. Jack Leiter went the first three innings of this ball game, and obviously that is pretty well by design. Numbers weren't great, but that's really not what it's about for Jack. Here's the 3-2, and a bouncing ball back up the middle of base hit for Schumann, just under the glove. Good effort by Duran, but Ezekiel could not get there. So Max Schumann had a very slow start to this series. He's having a ball game tonight, 2 for 2, and on base, 3 out of 3, plus a sacrifice fly, so on base, 3 out of 4. I'll correct myself. Base hit, the second allowed by Tyler Thomas, one on with two men down. Here's Chase Calabwig, 1 for 3 with a 2-run homer and 3 driven in total. Takes up and in for a ball. It's 1-0. Chase came in at 308, but that average was much higher when this series began. There's a line drive in the left center field. That looks more like Chase Calabwig. Base hit. Schumann will come to third base, so runners at the corners. Good inside-out swing, opposite field. Base hit for Chase Calabwig. And the Hounds have runners at the corners. Now Chase's first two base hits of this series coming in this game. And now Zach Geloff. Well, Zach is 0 for 3. And that does not happen often. We'll hold on to that stat until his at-bat is through. Last of the sixth, Hounds lead at 7-0. 2 in the first, 2 in the second, and 3 more in the fourth inning. Geloff straight away in the right-hand box. Zach the set play early that saved a run. Breaking pitch strike, and it's 0-1. Would have been an unearned run, but nonetheless made a really good play on a ball that deflected off William Simonite's glove at first. Zach retrieved it. Bouncer foul at the plate. He's down in the count 0-2. Zach will retrieve the foul ball. Tosses to the bat boy. 0-2 the count. Right-handed hitter. Runners at the corners. Calabwig is at first base. Schumann is at third. Two down in the sixth inning. Thomas with the 0-2. Swing and a miss, and he got him. So Zach Geloff is 0-for-4. He has played in 17 games this season. He has reached base in all of them and has hits in 16 of them. But he is 0-for-4 now in this ballgame. Strikeout for Thomas ends the inning. We'll go to the top of the seventh. A real cool road to the show coming up for you, by the way, if I might. After six complete, Village Car Wash score. Hounds 7 and the Frisco Rough Riders nothing.
2022 marks our franchise.
Just hit the wrong button, would you please? Forgive me on that one. Hit the wrong button. I'm going to have a meeting with the board operator. I'm the board operator. It's going to be a one-sided meeting.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Three escape rooms that range from easy-peasy to you're never getting out of here. And crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
This is a hamburger. And this, friends, 100% beef patty so big it can only fit on a 5-inch bun. Ah, there's another. Someone's going for a double. Maybe it'll be topped with melted cheese and, oh my goodness, grilled onions and grilled jalapenos. I'm not sure the speakers can handle any more sizzle. Whataburger, just like you like it.
Top of the stretch inning, and to lead it off is J.P. Martinez. Tough out. First pitch, line drive, left side base hit. J.P. Martinez, he is 2-for-3 in this game. He is 9-for-15 in the series. Base hit to left field, just the fourth allowed by Colin Palouse. 4 hits, 4 strikeouts, no walks in this game for Colin. And that's only 66 pitches. And that's something we've seen him do. He has largely pitched to contact on this season. Swinging, there is a ball well hit to deep left center field. On the move, anybody going to get there? Yep, going to track it down. Chase Calabuig hauls it in. Well struck, a little bit of breeze, and as we said earlier, it's blowing straight in from left. So that ball would not have been out of the ballpark, but it might have done some damage maybe to the wall without the breeze. Hard to tell, of course, but the wind maybe 10 to 12 miles an hour blowing inward. Duran got a lot of it. Chase will track it down in deep left center, one away with Martinez back to first base. Now here's Dustin Harris. He is 0-for-2. He's bounced out twice to first baseman William Simonite. Tossed to first base from Colin Palouse. Will chase J.P. Martinez back. Doesn't seem like a base-stealing scenario. Pitch just high and away for a ball, 1-0. But Martinez, really good base runner. He's 8-for-8 on the season, down 7-0. You're probably not going to run, but he's been a good one. One ball, no strikes, one on, one out, top of the seventh inning. Runner does go. Pitch is taken. Here's the throw by Kyle, and going to be close. Nope, beat the tag. Slid to the outside of the bag, and Martinez has his 7-0, but running nonetheless. One ball, one strike to Dustin Harris. Good strong low throw by McCann, just not quite getting there. That is 8 steals and 10 attempts in the series for Frisco. 1-1 pitch popped high and foul into a kind of a blue-gray evening sky now, off to the left and out of play. Well, Jack Leiter started this game, as you know, for the Rough Riders, and I'm sure you know his dad, Al, longtime major leaguer and a very, very good one, has 3 World Series rings, does Al Leiter. The 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Chased one up. And out on strikes is Harris. From what we know about Dustin, he didn't get fooled like that all that often. He really chased that one up, so that'll be 5 strikeouts for Colin. Here's Blaine Krim, runner in scoring position, 2 men down. On this date, Al Leiter was involved in a trade. Pitch to the outside edge is wide for a ball. He went to the Toronto Blue Jays in exchange for Jesse Barfield. And Al Leiter had a wonderful stretch with Toronto, won 2 World Series. Here's the 1-0 pitch, up and in for a ball. Count goes 2 balls and no strikes. And again, a little connection coming full circle. Al Leiter traded for Jesse Barfield. Toronto got the better of that, but they were traded for one another on this date. Al Leiter's son, Jack, just pitched in this game. Jesse Barfield's son, Jeremy, is a former Rockhound. Swinging a foul straight back, 1 ball and 1 strike. Jeremy played here multiple seasons in the early 2010s, 2011 to 2014. They were traded for one another. Jesse really didn't have much success. Went from the Jays to the Yankees. The Leiter went from the Yanks to the Jays and had 2 World Series rings when he departed. Pitch, called strike, outside corner, 2-2. And, cool, on this very date, 10 years later, 1999, Al Leiter, Jack's dad, became the first pitcher in baseball history to record a win over Ev 2-2 in the air, right field. Drifting back, this ball's got a chance to do damage, and it is going to get gone. Well, turnabout is fair play. Into the bullpen it goes. Blaine Krim. Each team now has a short porch 2-run bullpen home run. Colin Palouse went 6 2/3 scoreless. and gives up the home run to Blaine Crim. Oh, the bullpen once again jumps up and as he turned the lights out, the other catches the fans by surprise too. Me too, folks, me too. So Blaine Crim, two-run home run for Colin Plouffe, first two runs he has given up in this game. This is for ball one to Josh Stowers. That was pretty similar. That ball hit just a little bit further than the ball that Chase Calabrese hit against Jack Leiter back in the first inning. 1-0 pitch, up high for a ball, 2-0. Collins' numbers in this game obviously are very good anyway, but that's one that well, just drives you crazy, I'm sure, if you're a pitcher. Ball was well hit. Pitch down and away for a ball. Count 3-0. Josh Stowers has tripled and flown out to center field in two trips. 7-2 the score on Blaine Crim's second home run. RBI's 10 and 11. Pitch up high, ball four. So the first walk issued by Colin. One on, two out for David Garcia. And Kyle McCann out for a quick visit. By the way, Jack Leiter's dad, Al, who won three different World Series championships, he won two with the Jays when they went back-to-back in 92 and 93. And he won one with the Marlins in 97, so three World Series championships. And he pitched for the Mets in the World Series, the Subway Series against the Yankees. And that he pitched really well. He didn't get anything to show for it. Pitched really well in that World Series. So pitched in four of them and has rings from three. Check swing. No appeal needed. Strike to David Garcia. Well, the Rangers, of course, would love to think that Jack Leiter will be part of a kind of a new generation, new era in Arlington. And get the Rangers back to the Fall Classic. Good-looking young pitcher. We saw him tonight. The 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Garcia behind it. 0-2 count. Al Leiter, good guy all the way around, won the Roberto Clemente Award with the Mets in 2000. Maybe the highest honor bestowed in Major League Baseball. The pitch up high for a ball, one ball, two strikes. Former Rockhound Nelson Cruz, the 2021 Clemente Award, and that is again for service off the diamond. And what some of these guys do, and boy, what Nelson does for his home country in the Dominican is just remarkable. Runner goes, 1-2 pitch. That is drilled, but foul. Hard hit, but way foul. Well, that's going to be a side of something in the picnic area down in the right field corner. One ball, two strikes to Garcia. David is 0 for 2 with a runner at third and two out in the second inning. Hit the ball that was deflected off the glove of first baseman William Simonite. Retrieved, heads up by Zach Geloff, and Colin Palouse covered the bag for the out, saved a run. Throw to first and scrambling back is Stowers. Josh on with a walk. Two-run home run for Blaine Crim. Frisco on the board here in the seventh, 7-2. Runner goes, 1-2 pitch, and that's lined into left field. That's a base hit, and this is going to score Stowers, I believe. Let's see. We're going to hold him. Now you're going to wave him. Here comes the relay throw from shallow center field. Got a chance on him. The ball bounces away from Kyle McCann, and down to second base goes Garcia. So in to score is Josh Stowers. Kind of thought that Jared would send him, and indeed he does, all the way from first base. So Garcia with a single. Stowers was running. And it is a 7-3 ball game, runner in scoring position. Garcia singling into left center field. And activity now will begin. The Rockhounds will get a right-hander thrown behind Colin in the bullpen. This is now one of those, eventually, one swing. So a 7-3 ball game. Batter is Kellen Strom. Homered in last night's game. He's 1-for-2 in this one. Pitch by Palouse outside corner. Fastball for a strike. We're calling five strikeouts in this ball game. He's given up six hits in the game, half of them here in the seventh, including the two-run home run. Pitch to the corner. That'll get there. Called strike 0-2. A slider away that just nipped the outside corner. Kellen Strom. Right-handed hitter, he's the left fielder. Garcia the lead. pitch. Check swing. Did he go? He did. Turned into it. Went around, and Kellen knew it. So a three-pitch strikeout for Colin Palouse. And I think you can make a case that both starting pitchers in this game pitched a little bit better than their final numbers will show. But Colin, six scoreless. And now he will walk to the dugout, and I would guess that his day is now done. But even though he gives up three here in the seventh, another really good performance from Colin Palouse. So the middle of the seventh inning, take me out to the ball game time. A little trivia coming up. Modern day stuff. Fresh from today's headlines. Yeah, right. Miller's Car Wash score now reads the Rockhound 7, Frisco 3.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The seventh inning stretch and non-Googleable trivia are brought your way by Budweiser and by Michelob Ultra. It's only worth it if you enjoy it.
And this really is from current headlines in Big League Baseball. The New York Mets got themselves a no-hitter yesterday. No-hitter for the Mets, okay? It is their second. Their second. The Mets have been around since right about 1960. How many games have they played? Dave? Two no-hitters in Mets history. In how many games? Here's one hint for you. It's more than 6,000. They don't get them often, do they? Mets, two no-hitters in their history. How many games have the Mets played in their history? It's more than 6,000. A lot more than 6,000, by the way. We go to the bottom half of the seventh inning, 7-3. Rockhounds lead it. Breaking pitch from Tyler Thomas, a called strike to Devin Foyle. Lefty-lefty matchup. Devin Foyle, Jeremy Ironman, and Jordan Diaz here in the bottom of the seventh. Feel of this game changing a little bit off check swing strike. Devin really fooled. Didn't get fooled like that very often. The Mets, in their history, have played 9,506 games. They are averaging a no-hitter one every 4,753 games. It's down and away for a ball that's 1-2. And they got one, and boy, they are playing great baseball, aren't they? Best record in Major League Baseball, the New York Mets. But no-hitters don't happen very often. Two of them in 9,506 games. Fastball, and a good one called third strike in the knees. So Thomas now has struck out four batters. And again, he has stayed away from bases on balls, and that's been what has kind of tripped him up, if anything, has on this season. Has a 3.52 earned run average coming in. Really tough to hit. Opposition hitting just 125 against him coming in. Hounds do have three hits. Pitch down and into the shoe tops. Jeremy Ironman, the batter, struck out against Thomas his last time. Jeremy 0 for 3. Last of the seventh inning, 7-3 Rockhounds. East foul, sky darkening all around us. Count goes 1-1. So this ball game in the bottom half of the seventh. Rockhounds at one point led 7-0. Frisco on the board in the top of this, the stretch inning. Pitch by Thomas. Swung on and fouled away. Same spot. Over the roof of the ballpark and out of play. One ball, two strikes to Jeremy Ironman. Jeremy, 264 coming in, but is 0 for 3 in this one. 1-2, fouled it straight back again. Still a 1-2 count. So 5 for 19 now in the series. Had a couple of multi-hit games early. First two games of this series, it was 4 for 8 to start. Rocks that bat a little bit as he waits. Thomas, a long look in for his sign. Well, now they're going to reset the pitch clock. Stretchman, I think he took too long, did he? Yep, took too long. He will finally deliver, but that's the ball. So two balls, two strikes. Don't know if that'll save much time, but yeah, an automatic ball is called. David Garcia not happy, and Jared Gettert also not happy. So he's going to argue. This is the first argument, I think, on an automatic ball we've seen. don't know if Jared is saying that maybe the batter had something to do with that, but, of course, this is still kind of new territory. Maybe it bears repeating from time to time. That's the first, I think, the first kind of argument or discussion we've had about the pitch clock enforcement. But it was 1 week into the season, no more grace period. Here's the 1-2, swing and a miss. So after all that, Thomas gets his whiff anyway. Three straight strikeouts for Tyler Thomas, five in the game since coming in just 2 2/3 innings. Here's Jordan Diaz, 1-for-3 with a single. He's also scored a run. But it really, from my perspective, just in watching, it was like night and day. Pitch to Diaz, high strike. The pitch clock, of course, has been around for a while, but all of a sudden it has been enforced, and, boy, it's different. It's just a whole different deal. The 0-1 delivery, this ball hit high in the air to center field, but not overly deep. Martinez is there, straight away center. He's got it for the out. So Thomas doing a really nice job in this ballgame, as he has now pitched three scoreless innings in relief. And in the meantime, Crisco rallying back a little bit, getting on the board. That's the first time in the game the Rockhounds have gone in order, and they do here in this last half of the seventh inning. I'm going to hang on to this one here. A little technical glitch on my end. That is definitely on me. Rockhounds will go to the bullpen here. So for Colin Palouse, he goes seven innings. The first six of them are scoreless. He does give up three runs in the seventh inning. So for Colin, seven innings total in the books, gives up six base hits. Three runs, they are all earned. And like Jack Leiter, two of his runs come on a short porch bullpen home run. Walked a batter, didn't walk one until the seventh inning and struck out six. So Colin Palouse continues to just be absolutely outstanding. Now, Jack Leiter was certainly the highlight guy in this ballgame. But that being said, we said it right at the top. This was as good a pitching matchup as perhaps there was anywhere in minor league baseball, I would think, on this night. And Colin Palouse was outstanding. So, Colin, I'm going to check those numbers for you. Pretty sure that they are correct. Seven innings, six hits, three runs, all earned, one walk, six Ks. So, the earned run average, thanks to that seventh inning, bumps up a little bit, but he's still at 2.74 in four starts on the year. Brock Whittlesey will come on to pitch here in the eighth inning for the Rockhounds at a 7-3 ball game. And I mentioned it just briefly, but it's really cool when a guy who does really good work and did it so much of it on his own during the pandemic, Colin Palouse really stuck to a regimen, and in doing so, he was good in 2019. Of course, nobody pitched in 2020. And when he came back in 2021, he was even better. He was stronger, added some velocity. And I think that takes a remarkable amount of dedication. I think we all know, we hope it's in the rearview mirror forever, but the pandemic year, and baseball was certainly one of those areas that just kind of magnified the pandemic with its absence to the game of baseball. That was a strange, strange time, I think, certainly for all of us. So for a guy to work that hard on his own and have it pay off like that, I think is a great story. Here is Trey Hare. He'll lead it off. Brock Whittlesey, first pitch is up and away for ball one, top of the eighth. He is underway. Trey, left-handed hitter, he's 0-for-2 in this game. Brock Whittlesey, the man with the beard, the 1-0 pitch, and that is lined toward right field, a base hit between first and second. Trey Hare just reached out and pulled that ball into right, so a leadoff man on base. And the Rockhounds, during the course of this year, been on both sides of the coin, in fact, in terms of big leads that have vanished. The Rockhounds, most notably, had a game in Wichita when they were down 7-0 going to the top of the ninth inning and tied the game. One on, nobody down, top of the order now. And here's Jonathan Ornelas. Tries a bunt, drops it down. Bear handing it is Ironman, and he throws him out. Tremendous play by Jeremy Ironman. Boy, that is just gorgeous. Now to second base goes Hare. We'll see. I think he was probably trying to bunt for a base hit, but I think anytime you push the runner up, I think you ought to get a sacrifice. So we'll see if that'll be if that'll be credited. Don't know if I can catch the guy's eye down, see if Steve's eye will come this way, see if a sacrifice will be credited. Just wait for the box score. Nellis has really shown a great ability to bunt in this series. Now he's into third with Jeremy Ironman. Pitches outside for a ball, 1-0. Thank you, Mike. It is a sacrifice bunt. You always count on the brothers, Markham. Thank you, guys. One ball, no strikes. Pitches bounce foul. Wide at first. So one ball, one strike count. Don't even know if Ornelas was really not just trying to bunt for a base hit, but if the result is you move the runner up, then I think you ought to get credit for it. Hey, sometimes we overthink that one just a little bit. That's sacrifice. This pitch swung on, hit in the air to right center field, but on the move is Devin Foyle, and he will make the catch. Runner will tag. Foyle's throw will be cut off. So a runner at third. Oh, boy, awkward going into third base. Hope Hare is okay. Wow. Started to slide and then kind of held up and kind of bounced into the bag. So near is Ezekiel Duran now. And on that sacrifice bunt, by the way, what a nice play by Jeremy Ironman. Just terrific stuff. Runner at third, two men down, and here's Ezekiel Duran, right-handed hitting second baseman, takes down and away for a ball. Former Yankee farmhand. Duran, a guy with some sneaky upside to him. A lot of folks think has some power potential. Here's the 1-0. Pitch down and away for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Of course, a middle infielder. And the Rangers, well, the Rangers seem to have their middle infield squared away for a while. It better, because what was it, like $500 million to get the two guys? Here's the 2-0 pitch. Ball drilled, and it's fair. It's gone. Boy, sneaky power. High, deep. Is it a fair or foul ball? It is a foul ball in the left field corner. Boy, we're talking about his power potential, and he just flat drove that. But just foul. So for Duran, in fact, a lot of folks project him as perhaps an out and strike. Takes down and in. Three balls and one strike. Leadoff single for Trey Hare. Sacrifice bunt by Ornelas. Took a really good play to keep that from being a base hit. And Martinez with a fly ball that pushes the runner 90 feet. Good backup pitch by Brock. Called strike from Whittlesey. Count is 3-2. So top of the eighth inning. 7-3 Hounds. Duran waits. Full count. Long set. Whittlesey 3-2 pitch. Ripped. Just over the glove of Max Schumann, the shortstop, into left field for an RBI single. Boy, I mean, that ball just sizzled off the bat, and Schumann almost robbed him. But it's now 7-4. So a game which the Rockhounds certainly were in control of early is now a save scenario. Boy, and Duran really scorched that. So a run on a couple of hits now. Batter will be Dustin Harris, and here comes pitching coach Chris Smith. Have to visit with Brock. I think I owe you Brock Whittlesey's numbers. Hard to make that into the possessive. Sorry about that. Brock Whittlesey making his sixth appearance. The ERA is high, 11.5, 11.57. 9 1/3 innings coming in. He has 2/3 in this game, so we'll just include this. He now has pitched 10 innings, but he's given up 18 base hits, 5 walks and 6 strikeouts. And now we'll face Dustin Harris in what is now a 3-run game. Dustin 0 for 3, bounced out to first base each of his first two times and struck out his last time up against Colin Palouse. Colin had not allowed a run through the first 6 2/3 and gave up 3 runs in his last third of the inning. Swing and a fly ball to right field. On the move is Foyle. Foul ground, Devin trying to slide and make the play, cannot get there. Goes out of our line of sight, but the umpire indicating he could not make the play, but boy, that's a great run by Devin Foyle. Of course, there isn't a whole lot of foul territory in that right field corner. Really good effort. 0-1 is the count to Dustin Harris. Activity in the Rockhounds bullpen. Hounds get a right-hander throwing. One man on, two men out. Good hitter at the plate, Dustin Harris. The 0-1 stretch now in the set, pitched by Whittlesey, and that is a puff foul. That's going to get out of play. Kyle McCann's going to give a look, but I think he'll run out of room. Well, I don't know what the attraction is tonight, but the left field, they're I call them diamond shape. I don't think that's really, it's probably a octagon or something like that. I'll call them diamond shape. Hey, it's a baseball term. The left field berm is vacant. The right field berm has enough people to qualify for a zip code. I don't know. Maybe that's where the kids think the foul balls are going tonight. I don't know. A bunch of people on the berm. The 0-2 pitch, and this ball hit high in the air, right field. Devin Foyle, boy, that ball is a mile in the air. Devin, wait, well, he just didn't have to move much. He's right there. When he didn't move initially, you get that anxious moment. The ball was simply hit right at him. Towering fly ball handled by Devin Foyle. But it's a run on a couple of base hits. No errors and a man left on base. And Frisco now has drawn within a save scenario. It's a three-run game. Village Car Wash score, Hounds 7, Riders 4.
Spring forward into faster internet, more savings, and more choices from Suddenlink. Visit Suddenlink.com to get reliable, high-speed 300 meg internet for just $29.99 a month. If that doesn't put a spring in your step, you'll also get 3 full months of HBO Max, a $50 Visa prepaid card, and a free Wi-Fi extender for whole home coverage. So you can even get internet in those hard-to-reach places. Plus, as part of Optimum Flexibility, there are no contracts or hidden fees. And the grass gets greener when you combine with Optimum Mobile for even more savings. Now you can do more of what you love with our reliable 300 meg internet for just $29.99 a month. So spring your savings into action and sign up at 972-5757 for new residential customers. Reflect auto pay discount. Taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. Not transferable and not available in all areas. Wired connected up to 300 megs. Speed, availability, pricing, offers, and terms vary by area. After promo, HBO Max subscription is $14.99 per month. 90 days of continuous service required for gift card. Allow 4 to 6 weeks for delivery. Additional terms apply. See Suddenlink.com for details.
Texas Farm Bureau Insurance has protected fellow Texans with auto, home, health, and life insurance since 1952. With more than 260,000 square miles of land and 27 million people, that's a lot to cover. Whether you're wrangling cattle or wrangling kids, we're proud to protect Texans and all Texan ways of life.
Coverage and discounts are subject to qualifications and policy terms and may vary by situation.
Left-hander Lucas Jacobson on the pitch. We go to the bottom half of the eighth inning. No matter what, but especially should Frisco rally back and catch the Rockhounds, Tyler Thomas just did a great job out of the bullpen for Frisco. He goes 3 innings, 3 base hits, but no runs earned or otherwise. And as we said, walks have kind of been the one stumbling point for Thomas. Actually, the Rockhounds have as many hits against him in 3 innings as he has given up in this early season so far, but walks had been the deal, and he didn't walk anybody, struck out 5, and kept the Rockhounds off the board, and Frisco has rallied back to get within 3, so Tyler Thomas, win, lose, or draw, deserves a tip of the cap to be sure. So Lucas Jacobson now will face Kyle McCann. Kyle 1-for-2, lefty-lefty matchup, tall left-hander delivers up high for a ball, 1 ball, no strikes. Jacobson has been tremendous. 6 appearances, a 1.35 earned run average. The 1-0 pitch, fastball foul, back was down in the zone. 94 miles an hour. Jacobson in 6 2/3 innings, just 2 hits. He has walked 5, struck out 8. But even with the walks, the whip just over 1. An opposition hitting under 100 against him. Finds the heart of the plate with a good, strong breaking pitch. Count 1-2 to Kyle. Williams, the last of the eighth inning. The 1-2 pitch. Fastball just low. 2-2 the count. Kyle hit by a pitch and scored. That was against Jack Leiter in the second. And singled and scored in the fourth inning against Ty Teterman. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Pitch swung on, bounced toward third or short. Going to be the third baseman cutting in front of the shortstop, and Zach Hare will throw Kyle McCann out. So one man down in the eighth, and the batter will be William Simonite. I got to mention in our last game summary night, intended to and did not. Again, tomorrow's game, just to remind you, has been moved up the weather forecast, and of course we don't know if that'll be the case, but the weather forecast is a little dicey. Pitch swung on in Simonite, ground ball to shortstop, three hops to Ornelas. He's got it, and a little sidearm flip for the out. Well, two men down in the eighth inning. Well, Ty Tiedemann did struggle. In fact, the runs that he gave up are now the difference in the game. Always wondered about, you know, winning and losing pitchers and that kind of thing. There's no perfect way to do it, of course, but in hockey, if you give up the goal that is the game winner, then if there are multiple goalies, you get the loss. Pitch up and into Michael Goldberg for ball one. But Jack Leiter remains the pitcher of record for the Riders in this ball game. 1-0 to Michael Goldberg. Shin swings and bounces this one toward the Frisco dugout on the third base side. Michael one for two. He's been up three times. An RBI single in the second. Sacrifice fly in the fourth, and he bounced out to third base his last time up. And a couple of ribbies from Michael. Takes inside for a ball. Count is 2-1. Hounds again, activity in the bullpen. Rockhounds have largely been a closing by committee. And a right-hander warming. Goldberg, a swing and a miss, comes up empty. Two balls and two strikes. So Lucas Jacobson trying to pick up where Tyler Thomas left off. 6'4", 210. Campbell, California is home. And a swing and a miss. Elevated a fastball to 97. And Michael could not catch it. So, boy, just an exceptional job done by Thomas and Jacobson out of the Frisco bullpen in this ballgame. So we'll go to the top half of the ninth inning, but it's a save scenario. Rockhounds have led all the way, but it's down to a three-run ball game. To the top of the ninth we go. Village Car Wash score. The Rockhounds 7, the Frisco Rough Riders 4.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2021 CY total sales.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Saltgrass Steakhouse is the place for a great steak. Why? Because they only serve the best certified Angus beef. A Saltgrass steak is unmatched, unrivaled, and unbeatable when it comes to flavor. Each tender steak is seasoned with a perfect blend of 7 spices, grilled over an open flame, and topped with seasoned steak butter. Taste the certified Angus beef difference today at Saltgrass Steakhouse.
Top of the ninth inning, and Garrett Acton will come in. Garrett had the blown save the other night when Frisco rallied back in that tremendous ball game. And Frisco just got it going and scored 6 runs in the ninth inning. So Garrett, with a baseball in his hand and a chip on his shoulder, will take them out here in the top of the ninth. He will face Blaine Krim, Josh Stowers, and David Garcia. And they have done some of the damage. Krim had the 2-run homer. Each team has a short porch 2-run shot in this ball game. Blaine Krim has Frisco's. He will lead it off. Then Stowers, who is 1-for-2 with a triple, a walk, and a run. And David Garcia, who also has a base hit in this game. So Garrett Acton on in the ninth inning, 7-4 Rockhounds. Well, Garrett, of course, Garrett's ERA took a pop in the chops the other evening, as you can imagine. First pitch, sails it up high for a ball. 1 ball, no strikes. He pitched a scoreless eighth, and then, with just the, as Chicken Little would say, the sky was falling in the top of the ninth. Swing and a bouncing ball to third, but that's a foul ball. Jeremy Arriman retrieves, but in foul territory, 1 ball, 1 strike. Rockhounds 7, Frisco 4, fireworks night. This with the seating area sold out tonight. Here's the one ball, one strike pitch. Bounce foul again. 1-2. Blaine Krim struck out twice, once in the second, once in the fifth, and then got the ball into the right field bullpen with a man on base in the seventh. Blaine with his second home run. RBI's numbers 10 and 11 on the year. Had one of the two big defensive plays in last night's game for the Riders to close the game, in fact. 1-2 pitch. Swings and pops it foul. Kyle McCann will give a look. I think he's out of room. Oh, all found the roof. Hear the clank above us. Crowd booing. And by the way, I'm looking at the two grass berms, and I know this is a sidebar, and this is a safe situation and all of that, but the left field berm is empty, the diamond shape, and the right field berm is overflowing. Here's the 1-2. And a swing and a miss. Ball got to the dirt. Retrieved by McCann. Sets up, throws, out, recorded. Krim out on strikes. Put out goes 2-3. So it's the ninth, and the bell will toll, I am thinking. And here is Josh Storrs. Josh, a triple in the second. That came with two men down. He's got a nice defensive effort to keep him from scoring. He has flown to center, walked and scored since. 1-2. Takes up and in. Ball one. Again, Garrett Acton throws very hard. That was 98 miles an hour. The right-hander can bring it. The 1-0 stretch. Pitch swung on. Foul away. I've got Kyle McCann. Ouch. I would guess, yep, Ty Krause is going to walk a baseball out to the mound. Just one of those redirects. I mentioned hockey a couple of moments ago. It always reminds me of when a puck is tipped in front of the net and gets the goaltender, and man, same thing with a foul ball. Just changed the trajectory enough that it hit Kyle directly. One ball, one strike, nobody on, and one man down in the ninth inning. Here's the 1-1. Breaking ball just low and away. Two balls, one strike. David Garcia on deck, top of the ninth, 7-4 Rockhounds. 2-1 pitch, outside for a ball, 3-1 to Storrs, who was a dangerous hitter. Josh mentioned 1-2 in this game. He's 5-11 in the series, hit two home runs last night. 3-1 pitch, swing and a miss, count goes full, 3-2. Storrs, right-handed hitter with some pretty good speed. They shade the line at third to the Hounds. Pitch to Storrs. A swing and a miss. 97 on the heat. Boy, that thing had great life to it. Swinging strike three. So Garrett Acton now two down in the inning. The batter is David Garcia. Hounds trying to get back in the winning column in this series. Briscoe leading 3-1. Hounds a game under 500 is... They entered play this evening. Here's the pitch from Acton to Garcia. Got there, outside corner at the knees for a strike. Gorgeous backdoor pitch. Garcia, switch hitter, batting from the left side. 0-1, Acton's pitch. Lifted foul out of play, so now 0-2. Hounds, if they can win this ball game, would have a chance to split the series against the division-leading Rough Riders, the Road Warriors. Even if they don't win this game, Frisco's 9-2 on the road. That's just silly. 0-2. Garcia had asked for time. Now ready to go. 0-2 stretch. Top of the ninth inning. Pitch by Acton, and that ball hit in the air. Right center field. Devin Foyle. Ball game. Looked like that jammed him a little bit. And Devin tracks it down, and the Rockhounds do indeed get back on the that column on the left in this series as they defeat the Riders by the final score of 7-4. Got a look, of course, at Jack Leiter this evening. Numerically, not perhaps his best, but boy, you can see so very clearly what Rangers and everybody like about him. And Colin Palouse goes 6 2/3 scoreless before giving up 3 runs, as it turns out. Said each guy, I think, really pitching a little bit better than his numbers would say, and Collins' numbers were outstanding in this game. He goes 7 innings, and he picks up the victory. So the Hounds with a 7-4 win. We got a fireworks night. We got a sold-out crowd. We got a whole big bunch of folks on at least one of the berms ready to watch the fireworks, and the Hounds win it. So, gentlemen, on a job well done, Rockhounds. This Bud and this Michelob Ultra are for you.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This presentation of Rockhounds Baseball has been brought your way in part by Budweiser and by Michelob Ultra. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for a quick look at the runs, hits, and errors.
For Frisco, it's 4 runs on 8 base hits and an error, 4-8-1, and that error was big. 2 unearned runs scoring after Josh Stowers just simply dropped a ball, misplayed one in right field. 4-8-1 for the Rough Riders. For the Rockhounds, 7 runs on 9 hits and no errors, 7-9-0. Home runs in this game, there were 2, and they each found the same spot generally anyway in the ballpark. That would be the bullpen in right field, and yep, that is the short porch in right field. Chase Calabweek in the first inning, and again, that came against Jack Leiter, second home run of the year for Chase. And then Blaine Crim hit his second home run of the season, and that came against Colin Palouse. The first 2 runs that Colin gave up came with 2 outs in the 7th inning on the bullpen home run off the bat of Blaine Crim. We'll check time and attendance, and boy, it should be pretty impressive on the other side of our break. And again, by the way, the pitch clock, again, all on board. It's being enforced. And yes, now it makes a difference. Last couple of seasons, they try to tell you it made a difference. I disagree completely. If it was, it was minuscule. Is not the case anymore. This ball game played by my count right about 2 hours, 13 or 14 minutes. And there was significant offense, a 7-4 ball game. So it's in the books, our final Village Car Wash score of this ball game from Momentum Bank Ballpark reads the Rockhounds 7 and the Frisco Rough Riders 4.
At HEB, we know that game day is about more than the game itself. The taste of victory is unparalleled, but so is the taste of HEB jalapeno poppers hot off the grill. Seeing the best players in their prime is truly something to behold. So is an HEB Prime 1 burger that you grilled to perfection. For low prices on all the things that make game day great and delicious, visit HEB, your official game day headquarters, or use the My HEB app to pay right away.
This is a hamburger. And this, friends, is a Whataburger. A fresh 100% beef patty so big it can only fit on a 5-inch bun. Ah, there's another. Someone's going for a double. Maybe it'll be topped with melted cheese and, oh my goodness, grilled onions and grilled jalapenos. I'm not sure the speakers can handle any more sizzle. Whataburger. Just like you like it.
Well, we said coming in, no doubt, that the highlight guy, and really in all of minor league baseball, I'm sure a lot of folks tuning in early, at least, to get a look at Jack Leiter, and that's deserved. I mean, he is a tremendous, you can see the talent is just absolutely tremendous. Goes 3 innings. The numbers won't be great, but it's really not about the wins, losses, not even about the ERA right now at this point for Jack, of course. Just his first 4 professional appearances have come in this season. So he goes 3 innings in this ball game. Does take the loss in the game, does Jack Leiter, but he is still pretty clearly just an outstanding pitching prospect. ERA bumped up a little bit. We're told now that 3 of his 4 runs are earned. And I'm a little confused about that, but 3 of the runs will be earned. I had 2, but it is one of the runs in the second inning deemed earned, so the ERA will bump up to 3.55 for Jack Leiter. But it's one of those deals. If he turns out to be what the Rangers and a lot of other people think he will turn out to be, then the folks in the stands tonight, no matter what his line was for this game, said, hey, I saw him pitch on the way up. We said at the top of the broadcast, the guy on the other scorecard wasn't too doggone bad either. And that turned out to be the case. Colin Palouse goes 6 2/3 scoreless, then gives up, again, the short porch home run. Don't mean to belabor that, but both home runs were maybe doubles in other ballparks. There are a couple of really short porches in this league, so might have gotten out in a couple of spots. But largely, The two home runs in this game would have been doubles or maybe even outs elsewhere. So he gave up three runs eventually in the inning, did Colin Palouse. I think I am shortchanging David Garcia. I don't think I indicated had an RBI in this game. He sure did. So three runs all in the seventh inning for Colin, and he will pick up the win in this ballgame. Rockhounds got the Caleb Wiig home run in the bottom of the first inning. Max Schumann a walk, and then Chase with the solo or the two-run home run. Jordan Diaz reached on an error to open the second. Josh Stowers misplaying a ball in right field. Kyle McCann hit by a pitch. Then with one man down, Michael Goldberg an RBI single, and Max Schumann, a sacrifice fly, made it 4-0. The Hounds added their final three runs, as it turns out, against Ty Teterman in the fourth inning. Three runs on four base hits. Kyle McCann, a leadoff single. William Simonite with a double in the gap to left center. Michael Goldberg's second RBI comes on a sacrifice fly. And Max Schumann, an RBI single to right. Chase Calabwig drives home the last run of the inning on a bounce out. From that point on, Tyler Thomas and Lucas Jacobson were just tremendous out of the Frisco bullpen. They go a combined four innings, no runs on three hits, with no walks and six strikeouts. So, boy, the bullpen really gave Frisco the opportunity. The Riders score three runs in the seventh inning. Leadoff single J.P. Martinez, he steals second. There were then two men down when Blaine Krim found the right field bullpen with a two-run home run. Josh Stowers drew a walk, and David Garcia will drive a ball into left center field. Now, Stowers was running on the pitch. He comes all the way around to score. Garcia drives him home. Double check here on the box and see. Make sure that was a single. I think he went to second on the throw, if I recall. Yeah, I think that is the case with Stowers coming all the way around to score. So 7-3. Then it is Brock Whittlesey on the pitch in the eighth inning. Leadoff single Trey Hare. Sacrifice bunt of beauty by Ornelas. And with two men down, RBI base hit by Ezekiel Duran made it 7-4. But Garrett Acton out of the bullpen, a 1-2-3 ninth, including a couple of strikeouts. And the Rockhounds win this ballgame. Final score, 7-4. We'll take a look ahead toward tomorrow. And again, they are going to start a little earlier than otherwise and originally scheduled. Details, pitching matchup, final numbers, we'll double check them on the box when Rockhounds Radio heads for home.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure... Jim. Jim.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities, including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. At Sundance Creek in Midland, a western vibe and modern comforts combined with resort-style indulgence. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Final numbers are in. We are giving a look, though, at the earned runs for Jack Leiter. I think it should be two. He's credited with three, but I think it's got to be two. The two runs in the first inning are certainly earned, although, again, you know, you have the short home run, but the first two certainly are earned. I think both of the second inning runs should be unearned. We'll look at that. 4-8-1 for the Riders in this game. Four runs, eight hits, one error. And for the Rockhounds, it's 7-9-0. Colin Palouse gets the win. He is 3-0. The earned run average actually bumps up a little bit, and that's why I say both guys, I think, really pitched better than the overall numbers would tell you. Colin was terrific in this game. Seven innings, six hits, three of them in the seventh inning. Three runs, all earned, one walk and six strikeouts, 2.74 the season ERA. Now the box is correct. It is two earned runs for Leiter. So, yeah, that is correct. The electronic box now has two earned runs. My gosh, we got something right. 2.84 is Leiter's ERA. Fireworks about to begin here. A reminder that tomorrow we will have a 1 o'clock game rather than 2 o'clock tomorrow. And again, that is simply because there's some weather on the way. And to get the, I'm going to shut my window here, to get the best possible chance to get the entire ball game. And by the way, confirm 2 earned runs for Leiter. That's going to be of interest to a lot of folks, so I wanted to make sure. But tomorrow we will play at 1 o'clock. Again, there are some thunderstorms on the way, severe at times. So if you're planning to be with us tomorrow, come on out. We're planning on playing baseball, but just going to start a little earlier, simply put, to get a better chance to get the ball game in tomorrow afternoon. So we'll join you at about 12:50. First pitch will be at 1 o'clock. For Frisco, a kid who's a really interesting story, Cole Reagans, who missed 3 seasons, one due to the pandemic, and he had 2 Tommy John surgeries. But he came back, pitched very well last year. He is a prospect for the Rangers, and boy, he has been through a lot to get where he is. Cole Reagans, left-hander, he's been really good to start this year. He will get the start for the Rough Riders tomorrow. Reagans on the year. Cole is 0-1, but a 2.13 ERA. Matt Milburn will look to rebound from a really rough start his last time out. Wichita just got to him early, and that's all there was to it. Matt is 1-1. The game in Wichita really bumped the ERA up 8.36 for Matt Milburn. Most of the damage coming against the wind surge in Wichita. Look forward to bringing that one to you tomorrow afternoon, again with a slightly earlier start. 1 o'clock will be our first pitch. Well, the Rockhounds will bid for a series split. The Riders will bid for a series victory, and Mother Nature just hope that she lets us play tomorrow. We shall see, and look forward to greeting you then. Great bunch. Ah, that's what I forgot. The attendance. We were looking at earned runs. Forgot all about it real quick. Like 5,000 fans through the first 5 games of this homestand. My goodness, do we thank you. That is absolutely terrific. And by the way, pitch clock, I'm a believer, 2 hours, 13 minutes in a 7-4 game. As the man once said, how about them apples? So until tomorrow, for all of us with the Rockhounds, Bob Hards at the ballpark, thanks so much for joining us. With our final score, the Rockhounds 7 and the Frisco Rough Riders 4. We'll say goodnight, Red. Goodnight, Leo. Goodnight, Mr. Jackson. And goodnight as the fireworks burst into the sky from Momentum Bank Ballpark.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of Rockhounds Radio. Remember, MidlandRockhounds.org is your place for all things Rockhounds as we celebrate our 50th anniversary season. Check out upcoming special events at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Order your tickets, visit the Rockhounds store, and join Bob for play-by-play, home and away. Now, until next time, thanks for being part of Rockhounds Baseball.